Blog Talk Radio. Okay, folks, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you may be. My name is Vernon Vohr, a.k.a. Vernon, a.k.a. VQ. I'll be your host from now until 1:30 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Call in number 619-639-4724, 619-639-4724. We are now into October, folks. The holiday season is coming up. It's right around the corner here. Pretty soon we'll have Halloween and Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and we'll start off that dead part of the year. But I got thinking, a great way to start the show is to give you advance notice. Since it's October, now is the time to start thinking of a great Christmas present for your host here. Something special. Yes, a special gift for Vernon. As I was thinking about what to talk about tonight, I got I pulled up my bookmark manager and was going back through stuff, and I thought, well, you know, with all the stuff about the government shutdown and the Affordable Care Act going into effect, what was happening this time last year? What were we doing last year? What were people talking about this time last year? And so I started to go through my stuff, and some of you will remember. Last year, this time of year, we were right in the middle of the up-and-coming election season. We're only about a month and a half before the presidential election, and a lot of the same stuff was flying around in a different respect, but as to why, how if Mitt Romney was elected, he would repeal the Affordable Health Care Act, and all that kind of stuff. Well, that election's come and gone. I was looking at some of the stuff that I have here. It says, Mitt Romney says Americans don't die for lack of health insurance. Is this right? There's another one here that I thought was interesting because it says Medicare patients often harmed by hospitals, study says, New York Times piece. So here we are, you know, a year later, Barack Obama was reelected, and the Affordable Health Care Act is going to go into place. Anyone have any thoughts on that? You know, there's so much stuff going around. I've been going round and round with people that I know about it. And, it's hard. You can't get any traction. It's almost impossible to get traction on the subject matter that doesn't always devolve back to you hate Barack Obama or you know, it's already in place, you know, that's been argued, let it be. You know, you can't discuss things that you think could be problematic about it. You can't discuss things to do with it. You know, I don't know how many of you have taken the time to look at what's going into place here, what's being put into position here. Is it really going to be that much better? One of the things that I noticed tonight as I was doing looking up a bunch of stuff. I have someone that's that I go back and forth with on all this stuff. And as I was going through all manner of research, see, you hear people talk about, well, we spend 15% of the American economy, 17%, I think they say now. We spend 17% of our GDP on healthcare. Well, you know, my thought is that's not we. The we part is what the public spends on health care. The rest is private expenditures. People never break that out, you know. And does an American have the right to spend as much as they want on whatever health care they want? You know, what's in those expenditures? In the amount that's spent, do we include boob jobs, cosmetic surgery, and all that stuff? I'm pretty sure that's all included. But people don't want to look past that stuff. Anyway, so you know, as I'm doing all this research, one of the things that I looked up and I found out is if you talk about the we part, someone says, well, you know, fastest growing thing is health insurance. Well, you know, the medical costs, that's what it was. So I looked it up. You know, when it comes to the we part, that's actually we're spending about the same amount we were spending in 2008. It hasn't changed much. And most of the we part happens to be for old people, senior citizens, people like me, if you want to put it that way. And so they're already covered by Medicare. you know, is there anything we can get together on or align on in this country? I don't think so. I actually wonder about that. I think it's kind of funny. Everyone's fighting about everything. Everyone knows everything about everything, and no one listens to anyone. It's always the other guy's full of shit. Never you. Never me. They don't know what they're talking about. I don't know if anyone's bothered to look up these plans. I hadn't really paid a lot of attention to it, but I was looking this stuff up last night. And you've heard me say many times that calling something something doesn't necessarily make it the thing you call it. So, okay, people are being insured. So I started looking around and taking a look at what's covered and what's going on. And it turns out, I don't know if you didn't know it. I didn't know it. I wasn't sure. I think it had been mentioned someplace along the line, but I hadn't looked at the specifics. Excuse me there. But there are fundamentally four different plans that you can enroll in. The bronze, the silver, the gold, and the platinum. So they got the cheap, El Cheapo for the person that can't really afford it, but at least they're insured. And they got the high roller one for the person that can. So, you know, this is my prediction about all this nonsense. Is this within a couple of years, people are going to be complaining about the inequities of the system because the rich get good health care and the poor just can't. Because if you look at this bronze plan, what you see is it pays 60% of covered medical costs, whatever they may be. I'm not even sure which things are going to be covered, which aren't. And the copay is 40%. Now, a person that can't afford to pay a full premium is going to have a hard time, I would think, paying 40% of whatever charges come out of something like an emergency room. It's crazy. It's crazy, you know. I don't know how it is in other countries. I know other countries talk about their great health insurance and everyone's taken care of. But I sometimes wonder about that. I haven't talked to the old people in those countries or the young ones. For the most part, most young people shouldn't need a lot of health care, or so I would think. I know when I was younger, I never went to see the doctor. I never thought it was a big deal. I don't go see the doctor very often right these days. I think I went in once for a tetanus shot when I half cut off my thumb with my knife. You know, I thought, well, you know, even though it's a new knife, what might I have been cutting? And I don't want my jaw to lock up. If my jaw locks up, how could I do BTR on the weekend? Lock jaw from tetanus, right? So I did, and I think I'm overdue for my annual physical right now. Anyway, I've got good health insurance as far as I'm concerned because I'm covered by the VA. A lot of people don't like that, but you know, there's a trade-off. If you're on the VA health care, you've got to go to their doctor. You can't just pick the guy down the street. But anyway, the point is when I never went to see the doctor when I was young, you know, unless something happened. If I half sliced my thumb off or did something like that and needed to get stitched up, I might go. And even then, I usually didn't. I usually taped myself up. Nothing to taping yourself up. All you got to do is stop the bleeding. You know, you certainly can't perform surgery. I've had an appendectomy in my life, and I popped a Bitec biceps tendon. Those had to be fixed. But normally, young people don't need the health care. Of course, there again, unless you're loading up on McDonald's burgers and stuff. The angry one. The
What's
one
angry
one.
About?
Well, it's not good for your well-being, you know. It gets the juices, ulcers. Do you have an ulcer problem?
No. I checked my blood pressure 2 days ago at the gym.
And what was it?
120 over 80.
Yeah, mine's that good. And I'm older than you. But that's good. That's good. You're in good shape there.
Yours is. Is that good or not that good?
No, that's 120 over 80 is good. You know, if you get it lower, it's even better. But 120 over 80 is certainly acceptable. That's considered the normal range. You know, if you get that diastolic down to 70 or something like that, and the systolic down to 110, you're even better off. But you're in good shape. You're in good shape. So all this nonsense, as angry as it may make you, isn't driving up your blood pressure anyway.
No. No, I get a good laugh at all of them.
Well, I'm going to bring Jack.
I'm going to call the FBI on you. Apparently, I got a blowjob, and I didn't know about it.
Well, I don't even know what you're talking about here. I'm going to pull Jackie in here. Jackie, what do you have to say?
Maybe she'll know.
Jackie.
Hi, Vernon.
Hello.
I don't know who said this or not yet, but how do you feel about people comparing the Affordable Care Act to car insurance?
I know your car insurance covers some of your health costs if you get in an accident.
Well, you know, could you elaborate more? I mean, how do I think it's a valid comparison. You know, if you don't have to, you don't want to use your insurance, you fundamentally have it for catastrophic stuff, things that you couldn't cover out of pocket or that would be that you don't want to have to cover out of pocket. You know,
You have to have car insurance, so why not make it mandatory to have health insurance, but you don't have to drive a car. Nobody is required to have car insurance that does not own a car.
Right, but if
you have a choice in that.
That's not
you don't
true.
Have a choice in Affordable Care Act. You have to have it or pay a fine.
Okay.
A fine for living. It's a head tax is what it is.
You know what? I never thought about that, Jew, but that's what it is. It's a fine for living. You don't have to pay
a
fine for
tax.
Not driving.
Right.
Well, you know what?
There's no fine for people that don't
that
drive.
Right
you don't
there.
Have to pay a big tax at the end of the year because you don't own a car.
But driving comes under two categories. The driving laws of the states are for commercial driving, not for traveling, because traveling is constitutionally protected.
Well, regardless of how you're driving, before you actually get in the car and drive it, you have to take a test that says that you are licensed to drive. I mean,
not necessarily.
Tell you, huh?
No, not necessarily. If you are driving as a matter of constitutional getting from one place to another, the government doesn't have any right to get in your way. You're traveling.
Well, I mean, it's following the law. Following the law says that you must
obtain
a driver's
license. Following the law the way everybody else follows it. You're saying follow the law the way everybody else follows it. It doesn't mean the law is correct. That doesn't mean you're correct by following it that way.
Well, my point was that when you take the test, it basically tells you the rules of the road. You agree to them, and you get a license.
Well, how about you don't even need to take the test?
Well, you probably don't. I'm just saying I'm saying that people don't have you don't have to own
you mean
a
the
car.
People who want to do the no. What's the matter? I don't understand this car ownership stuff. I'm telling you that the laws that they tell you that you have to follow are fraud.
Well, they might be a fraud. This new one that's coming out, I don't like the way they compare having car insurance to having health insurance. I just don't think it's a fair.
Because you're considered chattel again. So is everybody else.
But Jackie, that's an interesting one. Is that you know? If I wonder if we could really press this constitutionally, say if since it's okay to require health insurance companies to not penalize someone for pre-existing conditions, then it's unfair to have a car insurance have pre-existing conditions like automobile accidents, DUIs, or anything like that. Because that isn't that kind of analogous in a way.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to compare it like that, then yeah. If you can't be penalized for pre-existing health conditions, you shouldn't be penalized for, should I call it pre-existing medical, not medical, vehicular.
Vehicular, you know, past history.
Yeah.
You know, well, you know, if you can't, if pre-existing conditions under the medical care shouldn't count, they shouldn't count when you're driving either.
What's your credit rating got to do with your insurance costs?
I don't know. What does it have to do with it?
You check your credit rating. If your credit rating's bad, they charge you more.
Well, I got a ticket, and my insurance went up like 30% because I got a ticket.
Depends who your insurance company is. Some of them don't do that for one ticket.
For 3 years.
You got crappy insurance. You got crappy insurance.
Be quiet,
Drew. Well, you know, it could be crappy insurance.
I'm telling you the truth. You got crappy insurance.
I probably do, but do you know how hard, well, it's not hard, it's time-consuming to go through all of this to look for another insurance company, and when I did it, their rates were higher than the 30% that I already increased, so it was better to stay with them and deal with the 30% increase for 3 years rather than to go to another insurance company and pay higher.
It wasn't a matter of it being higher. You'd already been flagged in the system.
Because I'm poor. I want to save my money. I don't want to be giving money away. And I didn't hit a person. Well, I did hit a person, but I didn't get a ticket for that.
Well, you know, I really was, as I was looking through a lot of this stuff today, it seems obviously clear to me, the more I looked at it, is the main reason for going this route really is by requiring everyone to have health care and health insurance and pay into the pool. What they're really doing is offsetting one of the major costs of health insurance, and that's that high cost associated with senior citizens. What is it, 85%? The 25% of the population account for 85% of the health expenditures on the in the Medicare system, which is roughly around 46% of the whole mess.
This
so you
has
start
nothing to do with saving costs. It has everything to do with control.
I didn't mean saving costs.
I think it's
costs.
A lot of control, Jew. I really do, because they're calling it the Affordable Care Act, and I think they should call it the Mandatory Health Care Act, because they're making it mandatory whether you want it or not and whether you can afford it or not. Affordable is different for different people.
Are you going to give the platinum plan, not the angry one? One very angry one?
What would make you think I would buy anything from the government?
Well, how do I know? I can ask the question.
In California, can you buy insurance from Texas?
And I don't think I can. I don't think they made it across state lines. Did they? The exchanges, none of that stuff is set up to be able to sell.
Forget the exchanges, just regular insurance. Just a regular insurance company like Aetna or State Farm or any of these insurance companies.
I don't think so. They didn't. Did they add that to the Affordable Care Act that you could buy across state lines?
No. It's been like that for a long time.
You can or you can't?
That you cannot.
Well, what about these people that, like, live in Illinois and then they go to, is it Missouri or Kentucky or somewhere for medical treatment that's illegal?
Illegal?
Yeah, is it?
I don't know. You're told you can't buy insurance from Texas. You're in California. Or you can't go to Oregon and get insurance. Do you think there's a law that says you can't go outside the United States, say, to New Zealand and get insurance?
I don't know if it's a law that you can't do it.
I think we could go to New Zealand and buy insurance, but they actually might love us going to New Zealand and buying insurance, whether the company paid for care in the United States would be another situation.
Well, when an executive who's French comes to America to work for 8 months or a year or 2 years, whatever it is, What health insurance do you think he's got?
French or United States? I have no idea.
Well, it might be French. It might be. They don't play the games over there that we do. He might have French insurance. He might have insurance from a company called Interglobal, for instance, out of New Zealand, that has an office in England that will happily sell you insurance because there's no law that says they can't.
So how will this Affordable Care Act, how will it affect people on visas and green cards?
Well, I don't think it will. But I'm saying, why do you have to buy your health insurance in America? Why can't you buy from a company outside of America where it's a lot cheaper?
It's control. I think that's what it is. It's control. And the more and more I listen to things about this Affordable Care Act, the more and more it seems like it's a mandatory control device rather than affordable care that we want everybody in America to be healthy.
What kind of
You didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. I said you can buy your insurance outside of America. You don't have to go to an exchange. You don't have to go to Texas, because you can't go to Texas if you don't live in Texas. So you just go somewhere like London, England, and you find a company and you say, hey, I'd like to buy your insurance. What's your plan? And they say, well, we've got this level, this level, this level, and it costs this much. And it's a lot less money than it costs in America. But Americans don't think outside of America, because most Americans, when you say, have you ever traveled anywhere, they say, I went to the other state. They've never been out of America.
Yeah, that's a very interesting proposition. I think you really hit a good one right there.
I hit it, I already do it. I'm already doing it. Been doing it for years.
Oh, but I'm acknowledging you and saluting you for being so generous with your information and sharing that with people so they think to do it.
Well, they'll find ways to tell me that it can't be done.
Well, I'm going to look into that.
So let me ask you a question. If you have to get medical care in the United States, do you have to ante up out of your pocket and then you get reimbursed by an insurance company, or they pay the hospital directly?
Nope. There's an 800 number that they can call, and they can talk to somebody in England when they're there, and they'll give them authorization.
Well, they might have to attach the Affordable Care Act just to try and plug that up as a whole. My people are buying across state lines or buying across international lines, and there's no law to cover
that. You're not allowed to buy across state lines. You're a good citizen. But there's no law that says you're not allowed to buy from outside of the country.
That's right, and you can actually say it's a very global thing to do. You support the economy of the world. I like that.
Are you sure about that? Right across state lines. I heard the Republicans on the radio the other morning talking about, you know, of course they're against it, and they are saying that in South Georgia, because it's only one provider and something about the demographics, blah, blah, blah. But they said in South Georgia, a single man of 40 years old would pay between $400 and $700 for health insurance, where in North Georgia it would be between $200 and $400. That's a big difference.
But I think that's because what they're saying there is if you were allowed to buy across state lines, that would be the case, you know, and that's one of the ways they had originally said that they wanted to save money on health insurance and health care. I like this international purchase. I wonder if you can get a policy
What's not
in there.
The like?
Huh? Well,
What's
you know,
not the like?
Well, if they didn't pay, are you taking a
of
risk?
Of course they pay. A risk of what? Why does everybody think that the only companies that have any kind of
integrity
have to be here in America?
Well, I didn't say that was the case. He says, what's not to like? One of the things I know about insurance companies, without reading the policy, you really don't know what you're getting. I've seen insurance policies.
Why wouldn't you read the policy?
Well, I'd have to get it to read it. You know, you said what's there not to like. I, you know, nothing that I know of based on your word. And I trust you, but I'd certainly want to read the policy if I got
it. It's the same policy I had when I lived in Thailand.
How often did you use
it? I used it in Thailand. Jonathan ended up in the hospital once. So did my wife.
Boy, come out! They probably did very well on that. Because what were your rates like?
$3,000 a year for a family.
That had to be damn good health insurance.
$3,000 a year?
Yeah.
That's $3,000 a year for the whole family.
No, I understand. I'm saying that sounds like pretty good health insurance because that sounds fairly
inexpensive. What does it cost to get health insurance here?
Well, now it's going to be quite a bit. You know, it's going to be people paying up
$12,000, $15,000. Yeah.
So it's affordable, but the price is going up.
It depends on what you mean by affordable. Those are the problems that I run.
Why are we arguing this semantic stuff? It's affordable. Who gives a shit what they call it? It's a trick. It's a scam.
That's my whole point. Calling it affordable is a trick, and I think that they should call it mandatory and not affordable.
They should pass a law in Congress that makes them name things properly. So the Affordable Health Care Act should have been, I'm going to fuck you even if you're poor, act.
I'm going to fuck you hard.
Yeah,
even if you're poor and live in the hood, I'm going to make it so you can't pay for it, act.
Yeah, if you make $1 above the poverty level, what you have to pay out the pocket, but the people that live off the government, they get it for free.
It's a trick.
The, you know, nothing in this hand, nothing in that hand. Look the other way, you know. Do a trick. But people are going for it. People are excited about it. People are, you know, they're beside themselves about it. Now people are insured, and it still only insures about half the uninsured. See, everything in this country seems to be a trick when it gets in the media. And the reporting and what we're told. It's like affordable health care isn't really all that affordable. It doesn't really cover all that much. It doesn't really cover everybody like it was supposed to cover everybody. We have that kind of stuff going on.
No, what is the deductible? Did I hear somebody say they got a $12,000 deductible? You might as well put a bullet in your head.
Well, no, the deductibles are capped at $6,000.
Oh, is that all? Oh, well, that was mighty wide of them. Thanks.
Well, no. I didn't say what the deductibles were. What I said was that based on whether you get the bronze, silver, gold, or platinum, the deductibles are very high for the cheapest plan.
Sounds
so you
very
say,
nice. It's like wearing jewelry, Vern. But the translation is the bronze version fucks you this much. The gold version fucks you a little bit less. You're still getting fucked.
Well, and it fucks you a different way. In the gold, in the platinum version, they just take more.
The same way, just not as hard. That's all.
Well, yeah, they get the money one way or the other. One, they get it in the copay, and the other one, they get it up front in the premium. So, like I say, I really think when you start to think about it, since most of the expenditures in the public sector are on old people, and 25% of the oldest that need the most medical care is where most of the money is spent. This is a quick way to some. Put cash to shore up the Medicare system, which is not looking very good right now. Not looking very good
again,
at all.
It's a scam.
It's a scam. But you know what?
Yeah.
You know why we shouldn't worry about that? Because there are more important things to worry about because we couldn't go to Yosemite this week.
Well, no, really what we should talk about is what... Hold on. Really what you should talk about what you should really talk about is this cocksucker, Barack Obama, this piece of garbage that is telling the park police to lock up all these outdoor exhibits and make it so that old men can't get in there. Barack Obama is a miserable piece of shit. I hope, listen to what I say. I hope, if there is a God, that Barack Obama meets that God head on. And woe be to that piece of shit. Because what's in that guy is pure evil.
Well, how come you don't blame your Congress?
I blame them all, but I blame Barack Obama. No, I know this comes from the White House. I know this comes from the White House, and the problem is that nobody gives a shit. They're gonna gnash their teeth for a day or two, and that'll be the end of it. It's just like Benghazi. Where's Benghazi? Where's the IRS lady, the one who was in charge of making sure nobody got approved, but she approved the half-brother Malik, the brother of Obama, son of Obama's father, the one who has got a harem of women over in Kenya and has got some kind of whatever, but he's the guy that's a money man for the Muslim Brotherhood, but nobody wants to talk about that either. It doesn't matter.
You just hate the
cocksucker gets away with everything. I think he's a piece of shit. I don't hate him. I think he's a piece of garbage.
You're not being objective at all.
Well, as a black man, I would tell you that I can judge Barack Obama with no trepidation whatsoever.
When did you become black?
I am black. Prove that I'm not. I have a drop of black blood in me somewhere, and I'm going by the one drop rule.
Is this somewhere? Me too.
In fact, I can tell you that I had a bone graft many, many years ago. I had from myself. I had it from cadaver bone placed in my heel. And I know that that bone graft came from a black man. So going by the one drop rule, I got more than a drop. I'm a black man. Fuck Obama.
So only black man can say fuck Obama? A white man can't say it?
I think that we should all be black. Even Tulio is black. Have Tulio call in. I'll prove it to him. And then Obama can't say that it's racist because it's not racist at all. I'm a black man. Fuck him.
Has Obama ever said anything was racist or other people around him?
Everybody says that if you criticize Obama that you're a racist. So I'm no racist. I'm a black man. Fuck him. Heck, we're all black men.
But, you know, don't you understand?
Herman Cain didn't like Obama. It's plenty of black people that don't care for him.
I'm not a racist, and I'm not even prejudiced. I'm a black man, and I don't like him.
You got the one-drop rule. But let me ask you a question. Do you have any rhythm?
I've got a lot of it, yeah. I like show tunes, too. I might be gay.
Well, that's pretty good. Yeah, Sean Hayes just was started in a new comedy series where he's the gay father and his daughter asks him. I didn't watch it. It was on one of the dumbass previews. Says, well, you know, if you're gay, how did you have children? You're all
that's
of it, aren't you?
Question.
You're.
Listen,
you're,
I wish I am. If I could get away with it, I would be a black lesbian transvestite. In fact, I want to end all this preferential treatment. I say that anytime you're presented with a grid where it says what you are, that you put down that you're black. In fact, tell them that not only are you black, but you are a female on the inside trying to get out.
With gender identity.
Yes.
And now with gender identity. You know they have decided in California that with gender identity, you know, that, you know, you can use any bathroom you want.
You know what? I like that.
You know, it's.
But I'll tell you what. I don't want to be in some bathroom with women farting while they're doing whatever they're doing. You know, that'd be too much.
That would blow your image.
I don't want to see that. I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear it. You know what? Women should not fart in front of men. It's okay for men to fart in front of women, but not okay for women to fart in front of men.
That's what we do, right?
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah. Huh?
Unless you're gender confused, and then you might only do it half the time.
Do I will fart in front of you?
It's too much. So how long is the government going to be shut down, and who cares?
Who cares? I had a conversation with a kid 10 years old. He was he's going to school, but he's Russian. And the family is Russian. They got a 13-year-old that's autistic, that became autistic after they gave him shots, but all right, that's a whole other deal. So I asked the 10-year-old what they taught him in school today about the government shutdown. And he sort of told me that, oh, you know, it's terrible and whatnot. And I asked him, I said, well, what did you not do today that you couldn't do because the government shut down? And he looked at me and he says, nothing. I said, were the lights on? Yeah. Did you get fed? Yeah. Were the teachers there? Yeah. I said, well, tell me what it was that you couldn't do. He says, well, one teacher was really upset. I said, well, you should ask that teacher why.
Did he ever get back and ask her to stay and tell you?
No, that was on Thursday. I didn't see him again.
Yeah, well, most of the school funding comes from the states anyway. The amount the feds spend on education is small in the big picture. I was just looking through something since we're talking about government and how necessary it is. Have you seen this new mechanical machine that they put together? I'm looking for the link called the Wildcat.
Is that a new vibrator from
a free-running quadruped robot that will soon reach 80 miles an hour over rough terrain.
Yeah, that's very useful.
Yeah, well, the whole point is that you look at this thing, and as someone pointed out, is just like in the movie RoboCop, it's not very far behind that these things start having guns and lasers and stuff mounted on them to chase you down. This thing walks, you know, trots, gallops. It's pretty phenomenal. I'm going to put a link to this in the chat room because it's really
Everybody should have one.
Well, everybody may soon be walking up and down the streets to keep us from getting in trouble, so the police don't have to put themselves in harm's way. This was an interesting piece. Yeah, you hadn't seen that one?
No.
You're asking me?
Yes, yes, yes.
No.
I'm asking you. It's not far behind. Remember DARPA's terrifying cheetah robot that could run faster than Usain Bolt? So fast, it would basically shook itself to pieces. Well, I have good news. If you're a fellow American, or bad news, if you're an enemy combatant, there's now a free-running version of cheetah called Wildcat that can run at 16 miles per hour, untethered, in the real world. At this point, you really should watch the video below and then continue reading the post from the bunker that you quickly built in your basement. This thing looks wicked and awful. It is wicked. Just over a year ago, Boston Dynamics, funded by DARPA, showed off cheetah, tethered quadruped robot that was capable of running the 28 miles an hour. At the time, we knew that an untethered version called Wildcat was in the works, but we had no idea that Boston Dynamics could take something from a drawing board to galloping around the outside in such a short amount of time. This is the thing about technology. Technology accelerates the rate at all which all this stuff happens. I see this thing going in, running in, guns blazing. It probably isn't a coincidence that Wildcat M3, to give its DARPA designation, looks a lot like Big Dog, another robot designed by Boston Dynamics. You should really go and
everybody should have one.
Everyone should have one. Well, you will not be allowed to have
one. Technology. And I don't understand why people want to, they like when technology benefits them, but if they think it's setting them back or controlling them, they don't want to deal with it. Now technology is bad. I think this is good.
Well, yeah, it can be used for good. It can be used for bad, too. That's the problem, is depending on who gets their hands on it and how they decide to use it. It can be bad stuff.
I think that's all technology, though. But you either accept it or reject it. I mean, if you reject technology, don't drive a car, don't use a phone. Don't use everything that came into existence and it excelled or evolved into something better.
I think it's something to be worried about. I think that it's something that government will start to use to its advantage. But it starts off as a good intention. As that saying goes, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, and all of a sudden, yeah, I just foresee a Star Wars type police state, you know, beyond what we have already in the future. And as you start to be able to use the technology already, you know, listen, here we are, the healthcare, the Affordable Care Act is going into effect. It's all that stuff's going on.
Stop
how
calling
many people,
it the Affordable Health Care Act. They call it what it is. The Fuck You Good Act. Well, it annoys me to hear that.
It's a good thing that I know. Listen, I want people to understand. If they want to find out more about it, if they go do a search on Google for the Fuck You Good Act, they'll get nothing. Well, they'll get something, but not what I want them to find.
Don't be surprised. I bet you search for that, you probably come up with the Affordable Health Care Act.
I'll do the search right. The Fuck You Good Act. I don't think the Affordable Care. Maybe you might.
You never. I don't think that's far behind. Don't worry. And if it's not there this week, it'll be there next week.
Well, maybe you can put together a web page that says that and have optimized search engine.
I might just do that.
So it shows up. So it shows up. But that's what it's called, the Affordable Care Act, the ACA. So people
act.
Can look it up. They're interested in looking it up and finding out.
What's mandatory Fuck You Good Act.
Yeah. It's interesting. How much will it cost? It depends on your age, whether or not you smoke.
How much money do you have?
Yeah, whether or not you smoke. In some states, you will pay a surcharge if you're a smoker. Oh, now, is that not discriminating?
What if you're a serial masturbator? Are there any surcharges for that?
I don't know.
If they're gonna charge people for being smokers, they should give them free medications and whatever else they need to stop them from smoking.
But you know, Jackie, part of the hypocrisy there about charging people to smoke. Everyone says they want people to quit smoking for their health, but I'll tell you what: if everyone quit smoking today, governments would be scrambling from all the lost tax revenue. All cigarettes are, in terms of cost, or tax. Costs and pennies to make the damn thing.
You look at New York State, where a pack of cigarettes in some parts of the state is like over $10. Most of it is tax.
It's all virtually all tax. I think it's less. What is it? 10, 20 cents to make a pack of cigarettes. It's and they keep raising the tax. Actually, I think that the poor people are more likely to smoke than wealthy people, and so you can really say it's an attack on poor people, all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Fuck You Good Act. I'm going to be looking for the website this next week, the one very angry one. I'm going to be looking for that.
For it. It'll be there.
I'm going to look in a minute.
All there. All waiting for you.
Have you even checked out the
Wi-Fi? I feel like it.
That's just like the BTR. What is BTR? I call it the porta potty to hell.
Well, I was listening to a show before yours, Vern, and they wouldn't open my mic up. And they were just going on and on comparing this Affordable Care Act to car insurance. And I just think that that was just, to me, it was silly. It wasn't thought out. It sounded like they were repeating something they heard somebody else say without thinking it out.
Well,
thinking
most
about, I'm thinking if I don't want to pay car insurance, like, for instance, my car had broke. Not only did my transmission go out, but my engine and my transmission went out at the same time. I still paid my car insurance. I think it was about 5 weeks I didn't have a car. So I could have, they told me I could have stopped the
car
insurance.
You still can. You still can. If the car was if the car was in somebody's shop and it was covered by their insurance against theft and whatnot, you can go back to your insurance company and tell them that the car was in the shop and it didn't require insurance or the coverage, so I want you to pay me retroactively, drop it. They'll do it.
Well, no, they tell me that if
she's arguing with me and I'm telling her how to save money. It must have been the 2 days of continuous show tunes that I played.
No, Jude, this was a couple of months ago, so it's actually resolved.
You can still do it. If you can prove that it was in their shop for 5 weeks, then you can get your money back.
Well, it wasn't in the shop. It was at my job. My car broke at my job. My point is that they told me that if I canceled my insurance, that my rates would go up when I reapplied for insurance because of the ticket that I got 2 years ago, and my rates were, like I said earlier, 30% higher. They said if I canceled the insurance and started a new policy, that the rates would be higher. So I paid the insurance, even though I didn't have a car, so that I can keep the same rate. And when I
still
did get a car,
should have dropped it down to a lower coverage.
I did.
Okay.
I did. And then when I got a car, then I kept my same rate rather than go up because I didn't have it. I don't know. You can't compare this Affordable Care Act to car insurance. I had a choice at that time to just say, I don't have a car. I don't need car insurance. And that would have been
Jackie, what specific comparisons were they making? Were they making a comparison that most states require you to have car insurance if you're going to drive, and so it's not unreasonable to require you to have health insurance because you're a walking, potential sick human? What was the basis of the comparison?
When I called the insurance company and told them that I no longer had a car, they didn't tell me that it was mandatory that I keep paying car insurance. They told me I could have canceled it. I had a choice. I didn't have to have car insurance when I did not have a car.
No, but I'm asking how were people comparing car insurance to health insurance? What analogies were they making? Because, you know, analogies always break down because you're talking about different things, but in what respects could it be compared and what respects could it not be? How were they saying it's the same?
Actually, now that I think about it, they're not actually saying it's the same. They're saying, well, they require you to have car insurance and you pay that and you don't complain about that, so why are you complaining that they require you to have health insurance? And my thing is that you don't have to pay car insurance if you don't have a car.
But you have to pay health insurance anyway. What if you're not eligible for any of the plans? Because this particular Fuck You Good Act says that it will only cover about half of those that are uninsured right now. there's a whole big gap of people in there, a whole big bunch of people that will not be covered. In that particular case, what do? They can't get insurance.
See, that's another thing. I live outside the city, so I have to have a car. If there was public transportation where I live, I would say forget the car because y'all raised my insurance rate over a ticket for 3 years, 30%. I thought that was a lot. I went from paying like $57 a month for car insurance to $95 a month. That's a lot of money.
The universe is just not fair. When I came back,
makes me wonder if she can get insurance from London
for car insurance.
But at that time, I could have said, you know what? I don't need a car. I can move into the city, and I can use public transportation. If I live
in
the city, everything is close to me. I don't need a car.
That's what they want. They want all those black people living in the city, not in the suburbs.
Well, move to Atlanta. All the black people live outside this city in Atlanta.
Huh, everybody's black. You're still going by the black-white paradigm. We're all black.
Oh, my God. Gag him. That's my comparison, Vern. At any point in time, I could have said, I don't want your lower, I think they called it something like, I forgot what they called the insurance that I dropped down to. I forgot what they called it. But I could have said, I don't want that either. I don't want any insurance. And I could have cut that money in my pocket.
But then you couldn't have driven. You need to drive. I don't know what it's like in Georgia. I know in California is that if all of a sudden you show having no car insurance, you get a notification from the motor vehicle department that will pull your registration.
Well, if you don't have insurance in Georgia, you will go to jail. If you don't, I know in New York, for not having insurance. I don't even know. I always had insurance because my license actually got revoked in New York for permitting uninsured operation. How the fuck they charged me with that, I do not know. There's nothing I could do about it. My license got revoked. And I got charged a scoff law fine of $500, and my license got revoked. So I learned a lesson. Never have a car that is not insured. Period. They don't take you to jail.
I thought it would have been not live in New York.
Yeah, they won't take you to jail. Well, they didn't take me to jail for it. But I know in Georgia they will.
Why would anybody on purpose live in New York? I would never live in New York. I might go there, but I would never say I live there.
There is nothing wrong with New York, Drew.
New York.
Wait a minute.
An asshole for a mayor. New York has an asshole for a mayor. New York
he's
has
a, Jew,
a scumbag for a. He's a scumbag. Yeah, Jews turn on Jews anyway. He's a scumbag, and the governor, he's a dickhead. The guy who used to be the attorney general, the whoremongering idiot. I think they got big problems up there.
Are you talking about Spitzer, Elliot Spitzer?
I am, yes. Maybe Tullio could call in and tell us how wonderful it is to live in New York. He lives in New York.
And he will, too, in his city of 5 million people.
Oh, you guys.
I like to visit New York. I like to stay in a hotel. I don't like paying the hotel money, but I like to stay in a hotel. And I enjoy going to Broadway and seeing all the stuff and seeing crazy naked people in Times Square. I like all that. But I wouldn't want to live there.
A nice place to visit, but you wouldn't want to live there, eh?
It's a nice place to visit.
In that state.
But why would anybody want to live there on purpose?
I don't know. I ask my mother that every day. She says she lives there because she likes the snow.
If she likes snow, she can move to Vermont, and then she can carry a gun on her hip and shoot possums.
She's lying. She don't like snow, because every time it snows, she complains. So people that live in New York don't even know why they live there.
I think the people are just reticent to move. People get, you know, they get their roots planted. That's where they're used to being. They get used to the familiar situations, and that becomes home. And that's why I was always amazed in the Army is that there are some real shithole places in the United States to live. But people get out of the military and head on back home, no matter where it was.
Like Detroit. I don't think I would ever live in Detroit or visit.
You know, or one of my friends used to say, you know, the Sierra Nevadas separate California and Nevada. And one of my friends always likes to say is, no, you know, Nevada got pulled off a fast one. That's really California. They were just managed to draw their state line down the center of the range because the rest of Nevada is nothing but sagebrush and desert for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never...
I haven't heard from him in a while.
Well, you heard from him last week, and maybe he doesn't want to call in. Maybe,
no,
maybe.
I wasn't listening. I was sleeping. I prefer that. I prefer to sleep while Tullio speaks, but yeah, I haven't heard him in a while. Let me hear some nonsense from him.
Two things to say. I think that I might move. I will actually move to another state because of the Affordable Care Act. And Tullio said really crazy stuff last week. Go listen to that show. He lives in a city of 5 million people.
Tullio said some crazy stuff? Tullio's an idiot. I expect him to say crazy stuff.
He lives in a city. He said Rochester has 5 million people in it.
I think he does injectable drugs.
you make anything. Tullio, call in. You guys are picking on my bud Tullio. I like Tullio. You know,
you may like him all you want, but he's still the village idiot.
You said something really. You went and looked it up for yourself, and there are 5 million people in Rochester, not even in the metropolitan area.
No, you know, back of the envelope calculation, it was within an order or two of magnitude, though. You know, a lot of people up there. It wasn't 5 million.
It was 200 and something thousand, Vernon. He swore up and down. Go back and listen to the show. He swore up and down to me that he knew it was 5 million people because he looked it up. He said that.
He looked it up. 5 million
people.
Suburban areas, too, though, Jack. You remember he said he included that, so, yeah.
If you include suburban areas, you don't get 5 million people. He does not live in New York City. He lives about 600 miles away from New York City, so that's not his metropolitan area. I don't even think he's in the Buffalo Niagara metropolitan area, which that doesn't even have 5 million people.
Tullio, call up and defend yourself. I'm getting beat up trying to defend
you. He's not defendable. He's a goof.
He can't defend himself because he lied. He said that he looked it up and he clearly
didn't. He does lie. I agree with her. He's a liar.
He clearly did not look that
up.
He
is a prevaricator to the extreme.
But you have said,
and you clearly did not look it up. That just, every time you tell me something that you claim you looked up, I'm going to say, well, where did you look it up at? That same site that told you Rochester had 5 million people? He's not credible.
Well, maybe
his computer. I agree with her. He's not credible at all.
Maybe his computer got hacked. Maybe there's a virus in there that takes the numbers that come off the internet and changes them.
Yeah, maybe there's mental illness in his family.
Nowhere near 5 million.
Maybe there's mental illness in his family that runs through the whole family.
And I don't care if he is listening. I hope he's listening. Tulio, you are not credible when you lie about stuff. You clearly lie.
That's right.
Yeah, I clearly lie.
You have mental illness.
I admit I was wrong. I looked over it. Listen, I'm waiting for you. Let me talk, because Jackie's finally found a flaw that I said, and now she's going to exploit it through her best ability. She's going to exploit every little dime of it, every little penny. Okay, so I was wrong. I looked it up, and then I got $5 million. I forgot where it was. But do you even remember what we were debating that day? Do you remember what we were debating that day?
Listen.
Whether the number was $5 million or $50,000, do you remember what we were debating?
I bet you don't even remember what it was.
I'm not talking to you.
Right. You didn't. You said I made a mistake.
Do you remember what we were debating? Why are you exploiting a flaw?
I'm wrong.
But do you remember the importance of what we were debating that day?
Question, it's a big difference between a flaw and a flat-out lie. You flat-out
lie. I looked it up. That's the number I got. We looked it up that day because we were debating how many Vietnamese people were in Rochester, and then we found 5 million people, like a number like 5 million. So I was wrong.
5 million.
I forgot why I looked up that number.
Shitload of Vietnamese restaurants there.
But anyway, listen to you, Jackie. That just shows your character. Why are you exploiting this?
Why are you so upset?
The character of the person
you
are.
Why are you so upset, Leo?
Talking about city shut down and everybody in the city just lawn. And you said in a city of 5 million people, if everybody took a shit on the lawn, that's what we were talking about. Now you lied again. You just lied twice.
What did I lie twice about now? What's the second thing I lied twice about?
It has nothing to do with how many Vietnamese people lived in Rochester. We were talking.
You didn't even listen to what the hell I was talking about. It just shows the type of character of the person you are. You're not even listening.
Anybody can go back and listen to that. It was me and you.
Jackie, you're a joke. The bottom line is you're a joke.
Me, you. Oh, wait a minute. Vernon was on the show. Vernon, was the conversation about how many Vietnamese people live in Rochester, or was it about if everybody in the city took a shit on their lawn?
You didn't even listen to what the hell I was saying. I said I got that number. I got that number because we were looking for how many Vietnamese people were in Rochester.
But you're not allowed to shit on your lawn. Only dogs are allowed to shit on your lawn.
And then I got the total number of 5 million. Do you understand?
Some sort of natural disaster that knocked out all the infrastructure. What kind of problems could you have? And Julia,
you have to shit on your lawn, I guess.
What angered you? What the fuck?
Would you have to shit on your lawn? Is that a prerequisite in the disaster?
What angered you? Do you know the terminology when somebody says all in the Kool-Aid and don't even know the flavor?
Well,
you
I don't speak that way. I'm a black man. You better start speaking to me on
trying to exploit me. It just tells me your type of character. And I think you're exploiting it because you've been wrong all this time. And now you finally found something wrong that I said. And so you know what? You're going to say, wow, we found something wrong with what Tu said that one day, that one thing Tu said. You know what? Everything he said is wrong.
Julio, you say wrong stuff all the time. It was not just that one day.
Right.
You probably said about 10 wrong things that day. You say wrong stuff all the time. I'm constantly correcting you. Like when you said that you can see New York City from Rochester. Now that
you know what, Jackie? You are always right.
500 miles from there.
I'm always
wrong.
Wait a minute.
You found me out. I'm always. I come on the show and I lie all the time, Jackie. How the hell did you figure this out?
That you could see New York City from Rochester. If you're 10,000 feet, I think you could.
I've never said I lived in New York City, Jackie. And why the hell do every time I say New York, you always try to say, you know what, too? You don't live in New York City. I don't want to fucking live in New York City. Do you get that?
Well, stop trying to portray me. You have
too many things to live there. I don't want
to
live there.
Starting to emerge. He emerges from the
Man, because I'm pissed. Every time I come on this, shut the fuck up when I angry you.
Listen
right?
to you.
I want to address this with Jackie once and for all. Every time I say New York, every time I say New York, she always got to bring up, you don't live in New York City. You live in upstate New York. Why the hell do you think I want to live in New York City? I have relatives. What the hell is your mental problem? When someone is talking, do you not know when to shut the fuck up?
Are you even Asian, Tulio?
No, I'm not Asian.
Is that just a lie?
You're a moron, Wenenga. You're a fucking
You
moron.
Have broken character, sir. You can't even keep
I don't even know why you asked him if he's Asian. He's just going to lie about it.
I don't even think you're Asian. I think you're just a foul-mouthed man, but you're probably black, since everybody's black.
Oh.
And if you're not black, I'm going to make you honorarily black.
Man,
please do not.
What a total idiot. You're such an idiot.
I would prefer
idiot,
that you not call it deity in my presence.
No, you are an idiot. I save that terminology for special cases, and you fit
that.
That's
right.
You totally
break
fit
your,
that.
So you break your
you
character
no,
on certain occasions. Congratulations.
No, yeah. This is what you like to do. When somebody's talking, you talk over them. You ask them questions, right. And when they're about to answer you talk over them.
I'm just a
That's
gay
you.
Black man. Listen
and then this
to
is Jackie. When somebody comes on here and says something, she wants to jump in there and argue. Now, I don't understand why suddenly you and Jackie are starting to, like, mingle together. And then now she's taking your side
mingle.
Over everything.
Mingle? Are you back here, Mike? I don't like him no more than I like you.
Tell us more, Tulia. It's the old enemy of your enemy is your... ally, whatever. It'll switch back and forth.
The enemy of your enemy is your ally?
You, sir, have broken character.
For the record, I don't have enemies.
No, I've broken character because I'm pissed. Someone has exploited me.
I don't have anything against either one of you.
Hold on, Jackie. Wait, Jackie. So you admit that you have a character in VTR that's not you.
What the
You just said you broke character because you're pissed, did you not?
No, when did he say that? When did he say he broke character?
He just said it. 10 seconds ago. Go ahead. Get your little device and get going. 1 minute. Listen, I broke character because I was pissed.
Why the hell do... I mean, why do you ask...
He said, I broke character.
See, here we go. See,
I was
just about to reply, and when look...
Oh, am I
upsetting
you?
He's talking
I'm
over
a gay black man.
Why don't you ask another question, and then let me reply, and then you talk over it again.
I'll start round. Hang on a second. So I'm going to start. I'm going to make this comment right now. Tulio, you're the only one up. You know, the definition of a lie is a conscious attempt, something to this effect, conscious attempt to deceive. I don't know that when you said that there's 5 million people in Rochester, that you were trying to deceive people into thinking there were more people there than there was or not. Now, whether it's true or accurate, it's a different thing. You obviously, I don't know where you looked up that number. That number was wrong, and I don't find any problem with that. And I think that it was the number we came up with was sufficient to indicate that if, in fact, there was a disaster where the infrastructure was knocked out, that you could have problems in a relatively short period of time. If people especially started shitting in the streets. So you want to make a comment, and then I'll start bringing go one after another so we don't have everyone talking over each other.
Okay, thank you, Vern. Yes, I was wrong when I said 5 million. We were looking up how many Vietnamese people were in Rochester like a couple weeks ago, and then we found 2,000 Vietnamese people. But the overall population, I thought the number was 5 million. This is the whole surrounding area of upstate New York. Now, I was wrong. But even if I was wrong, let's say 50,000 people, the population of Rochester has got to be more than 50,000. Now, if everyone took a shit outside, which was the debate, which was what we were talking about, if 50,000 people took a shit outside their house, I think we would have a problem. In terms of diseases and everything like that. But Jackie said it's okay. In fact, I think she had said that it's okay for us to drink polluted water or whatever. She had said something, people in Africa do stuff like that or somewhere, and that they're living fine.
Okay, let her respond to that, okay? You just hang in there. I'm going to play a little bit of control here. Jackie, it's all yours. Uninterrupted. No one's going to stop all over you.
No, what Tulio said, that everybody, he said everybody would die. That's what he said. Go back and listen. He said people would be dying. And I brung up that it's a city in Liberia where they have no sewers, they have no electricity, and they have no running water, and everybody sits on the beach. And nobody is, I said, everybody's not dying. That's what he said. So, once again, he lied. He's full of lies. And it's not, and he does this, you would think, okay, it's a flaw, he made a mistake, but after a person continuously makes these same mistakes and swears up and down that they looked this up and blah, 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 you're just lying.
Okay, I'm going to put on one angry Jew and see. They were actually begging for you to be here last week as we talked about this.
Oh,
so
they hate me, but they beg for me. I don't even give a shit about the shitting on the lawn, and frankly, I don't even understand why anybody would shit on a beach when you put your ass in the beach and do it. However, I heard Tulio say 3 minutes ago that he broke character because he's angry. I would like to explore that a bit. I would like to dissect that. I would like to meticulously, with very sharp, fine instruments, get into Tulio's head and start manipulating the neurons and see what I can get out of it. I want to squeeze his temples to see what comes out. I want to hear the angry Tulio, the real Tulio, not the, oh, I'm just a Vietnamese guy that lived in the jungle and drank Kool-Aid and drank beer with locals with no teeth. I don't give a shit. I want to hear the real Tulio.
I've never claimed to be a nice person. I've said on this show multiple times, I live in the hood. I said it on Burn's show that there are drug dealers right outside my window. I've never said I was some uppity suburban kid. It's just on the show, I try to be polite. I try to be nice as possible. But when somebody exploits me and uses something that I've said that I even apologize for, that a mistake that I've done, and still set using it because they finally found some sort of flaw in me and trying to destroy my character, my persona, it gets me pissed. I do get pissed when somebody tries to destroy my character, me.
You usually don't show the anger. I think that's what...
No, yes, that's right. And I try to be as polite as possible. I never claim to be some nice kid, some nice guy. I've told you, Vern, I live in the hood. I've been in Vietnam. I drank with police officers, corrupt cops. There's no indication in me that I am some nice guy, but I have a moral decency that I try to maintain. I try to be as civilized as possible.
So they got under your skin tonight.
Yeah, they did get under my skin tonight by saying something like that. And, yes, I was wrong for saying $5 million. That's the number I thought I'd seen. I'm sorry. But it doesn't matter if it's 5 million or 50,000 people. I personally think that if 50,000 people took a shit outside their house right now, we would have problems. And I didn't say that we would die. I think I said there would be people dying if we had closed down the infrastructure of America, which was the original debate with Ron Reck that day. He said that the only way to stop the government from being so corrupt is if we did nothing for like a week. And I said to him, I think that people would die if we didn't move the country in that week. And I brought up like the sewer system.
So,
yeah.
In fact, I'll do it after the show tonight, before tomorrow night. We should listen and go back over that, because that's the way to deal with it in an accurate fashion. So I don't... I know that you were in error when you said 5 million. I don't know that you were particularly trying to convince or deceive people that there were 5 million. I think you were trying to make – that's the way I heard it, making a point that a lot of people in an area, if the infrastructure goes down, there's going to be problems. I mean, that's kind of a real reduction of what you said without specifics, but that was kind of the genre that I heard it in. So before I bring up we'll bring up Jackie next. Any other comment here? Because, I think a lot of people say a lot of stuff that's inaccurate And I don't. I think that some people probably do lie on Blog Talk Radio. The world's full of people that are liars and trying to deceive you. I think there's more stuff that's said that people believe because they really haven't checked it out, and they believe it untested and unverified, and so they say it, and that's not literally a lie.
Well, I was at fault for saying that, but I didn't mean it to lie like me trying to boost my ego or something like that. I tried to use that number as a point, but I was wrong for using 5 million. I should have said 50. But what's getting me pissed is that the fact that, you know, Jackie's now saying that, you know, well, 2 said 5 million when there's only like 250,000 people. And so now that number has drastically dropped. So it's safe for 260,000 people to take a shit outside their house and we won't have any problems. I mean, in fact, if we didn't do anything, 265,000 people, if we didn't do anything like Ron originally wanted, that we would still be living properly. We would still live safe. That means all the people in the hospitals will be okay. That means that the water system, which needs to be maintained, our infrastructure here in the United States will be okay. That's all I want to say about that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about
it. Nothing to be sorry about, you know. Jackie, go. And then I'm going to let you, and then I'm going to let one angry Jew, and then maybe I'll open it up for free-for-all again. Jackie. You're up, dear. It's showtime. You're on the stage. It's your stage.
I basically said what I had to say already. He said that everybody was going to die. Everybody would be dying. And I gave an example of what he was talking, a place where it was happening at, that he could really go and look up and see that everybody is not dying. It's some problems, yes. Everybody dying? No. That's a complete exaggeration, just like he exaggerated the population of his city to make a point and lied and said he looked it up. All you have to do is say, I didn't look it up. I just put that number out the air. You lied and said you looked it up. Like, you lie and say you looked up a lot of things. And when Vernon or anybody else goes back and corrects you, nobody has to look for a flaw in your character and found one just this one time. There's always flaws in your character all the time. And I'm not saying that to say, well, I don't get stuff wrong or Vernon doesn't get stuff wrong. Of course, the Jew, he's always right. But we all get things wrong. But when you argue about it and say that I know I'm right, I looked it up, blah, 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 I can't be wrong, you're lying. You are lying. And when you lie, you are no longer credible, especially when you say this is correct because I looked it up. We know you lie about looking things up, and you don't take the time to make sure what you look up is actually factual. Anybody in their right mind knows there's not 5 million people in upstate New York. And everybody knows that. So when you people that don't look things up, let's say, well, Tulio's credible. And they will go to the next show or to the next person and say, well, 5 million people, that's when you know you didn't look it up and you know you're wrong and you argue about it, that makes other people that's listening think, well, he's right and they won't look it up. They'll just take what you said. And that's probably what he did. He heard somebody else say it.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think that the very angry one that's on tonight that I'm going to pull up next, do you think that he's lying when he tells you that he's black?
Actually, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if he's black or white because I have never seen him. And I don't plan on ever seeing him. So whether he's black or white is like a non-issue.
No, I understand. Within the context of the discussion right now in terms of telling the truth and lying and being misleading, exaggerating and stuff like that, that just struck my the little...
But there's no way for us to look to type in the one angry Jew what race or ethnicity he is.
Is that whether he's lying or not, you wouldn't know because there's no way to double check and everything. So that
told me to look it up. If he will look it up,
blah, blah, blah. I can go and research that. And then if I went and researched it and I looked it up and I see a picture of him looking like Al Jolson or Jolson, whatever he is, I said, yeah, he's correct. But to argue about something that I didn't look up, that I don't know, and say I did, to me, that's just misleading people. And Tuya does that a lot.
Well, but you know, is it possible for someone to mislead even though you can't validate what they say?
Yeah, but when you can continuously validate or invalidate what they say and it's a pattern, then they're just a liar. It's a pattern with him.
I got it. I'm gonna pull the one very angry one in here.
Everything she said three times. And I suggest to Tulio that he soften that foul mouth of his by listening to show tunes on Pandora. I'll be happy to send him my very tune station. And what is this nonsense about living in the hood? I live in the hood. I don't understand that. I heard that on Perry's show, that Michael Hood. Everybody loves the hood. The hood's going to run through everything. It's the hood. Are these people idiots?
When people talk about the hood, they're just talking about a particular neighborhood they live in.
No, I think they're talking about, I think the hood is a euphemism for ghetto. I'm black. I know these things.
Everyone's live again. You can have a free-for-all. Let's get it, you know, everyone's center stage, and the spotlight comes on, and everyone goes silent on me.
What
you
is
know,
the discussion
I want
about?
To say something.
And it better not be crapping on somebody's lawn.
You know what?
No,
you know, Jackie, I think that you finally found a flaw in me, and now you want to totally exploit it to the best ability that you can because of the fact that I believe strongly in this country, and yet you don't.
Yeah.
And I think that you are pissed that people like me, minorities that come to this country, and after like 1 or 2 years, we make it well here. We have houses,
well,
we have cars, but yet
your
race been here forever, and yet you guys barely make it.
I thought you lived in the hood. I thought you lived in the hood there too, Jim.
Yeah,
wait,
here,
wait,
only
wait, wait
one
a minute.
Year.
Did
I've
anybody
been back
see that?
In this country one
wait a minute.
Year.
I'll ask Jew and Vernon. Did you see
I'm
that?
Here.
I talked about him. He took a shot at my whole race. I could care less about what Asian people do. Like Jew just
Jew's
pointed
not.
Out,
you
live in the hood.
I should be caring that
you live, wait a minute, Tulio.
In fact,
you live in the hood.
Care
you can look outside your door and see drug dealers. I don't have
That's
that
right.
problem. So what you do and what I do, I'm better than you. So race has nothing to do with it. What my race does is not a reflection of me. And if you want to bring that into it, you wait a minute. You're the one that does not believe that the government does any bad. Go look up COINTELPRO and you look at what the government did to my race, and you tell me if they did that to your race.
There we go.
They went over there and bombed the hell out of Vietnam, and then they gave you a visa to come over here and be a slave. And you think that's good?
Slave.
Yeah, go do some research. Don't fake it this time. Don't tell me, oh, I looked
slave.
It up. Don't
oh
fake it.
God.
Go look. I don't have to
there,
one flaw in you and point it out.
Listen
like I said before, there are continuous flaws in you, Tulio. I don't have to pick on one. You're
well,
always
man,
on here lying.
I'm a slave here. I'm a slave here to this country, yes, yes.
Exactly.
My master's
if you
about
a slave,
to
you wouldn't
I'm,
be able
I'm,
to
I'm
look out your
a
door. If you was not a slave, you would not live in the hood. You would live in a nice area with the rest of the Asian people. Why do you live in a hood and you see drug dealers outside your door? If you're doing so good.
Because I've been back
now
in this country
about that,
2 years.
Tulio.
I've been back
lie
in this country 2 years. Yeah, I'm going to lie about it right now. I've been back in this country 2 years. I don't know if I'm going to live here or go back to Vietnam. I don't know. A group of my friends got together and we bought a house, the cheapest house that we could find. And we're not scared
to
live anywhere.
But you're doing so
good
you couldn't buy a house on your own? You had to buy it with your friends? You couldn't do it on your own? You're doing so good.
I don't want to live alone. I'm not stupid. I'd rather save money.
Oh.
Oh, what?
Stupid people live alone. That's what you're saying now? Only stupid people live alone?
No, stupid people use their money foolishly. I like
but
to
you
save
don't
money.
Have
I
money,
because like
if you have money, you would live alone. It wouldn't even be an option. If you have money, you would live alone. If you have money, you wouldn't worry about saving it, because you got it. What is it to save if you got it? Lie some more, Tulio.
All right. So if I had money, I should choose to be alone, right? And it's better to be alone
no,
than to be with a bunch
do.
Of people.
If,
is if that
you
what
got enough
saying?
Money, if you got enough money, go outside your neighborhood where them drug dealers are standing at and tell them what you just told me about how your race
why would
is superior
I do that?
To mine because
why
you come over
I
there and
that?
They make things of itself and my race hasn't done anything. Go
see how
outside
pissed
and
you
do
are.
That.
See how pissed you
I
are.
Dare
you. That's your bottom line. That's the bottom. Why would I do something like that? First off, I'm just
why
trying to pull
you
out why you
why
are
you
so pissed at
me
and why
if
you want to
you
exploit
having
me.
A conversation about us. What does my whole race and your whole race have to do
that's
with it?
That's you. That's you right there. You're just pissed because
what do you mean that's me? I didn't bring
you
up
are.
Your whole race.
Yes. Yes.
To
just
somebody
so sorry,
go rewind the tape and tell me, when did I bring up the whole Asian race? When did I bring up the whole Vietnamese race? When did I do that?
I'm pulling it out of you right now.
You're not pulling it out of me because I still have nothing bad to say about the whole Vietnamese race. Only thing I
have
to say
have
is you
bad
are a liar.
Because
God.
There's nothing wrong
he's,
with the Vietnamese race.
He's talking
I don't
about
care
mentally
about the Vietnamese
raping.
Race.
He's talking about mentally raping you, and he says pulling it out of you right now. What a foul man you are, Tulio.
Well, thank you. You are such a joke.
But just as you're concerned about my whole race not making it and you live in a neighborhood full of my whole race, go outside and tell them that they can't make it and you can.
You
can.
You
have to buy a house with your friends.
You
can make it so good you have to buy a house with your friends. Most Asian people buy houses and rent them out to my people. You had to go and buy one with your friends.
Yeah, I should do that.
Really,
I should do that. Yeah,
I really
I
test that I have to rent a
you
house.
You can't do that. You couldn't even buy a house on your own. How could you go and buy one and rent one out?
Yeah,
you
right.
can't even buy a house in a nice neighborhood. At least I don't live in a city. At least I live in a better neighborhood. I don't look out my window and see drug dealers.
Yeah. We had a shooting just a couple weeks ago here, and they blocked off the whole block. I couldn't pull out the normal way I drive to get to where I need to go because they blocked
you
it.
Do have a, you do
you
have a link
that
to
house.
That.
You picked that house, obviously, because you had no money.
That's right. But I'm not scared of my neighborhood. I don't care where I live. It
you
doesn't matter.
You scared to go outside
live.
And tell them that you're better than them. That's why they stuck there and you not. You scared to do
why
that.
Why would I say that I'm better than them? They're probably making
why
more money than
why would you say
me.
It to me?
No, I'm
why
pulling it out
it
of you. What, that's what you really want to say. That's
pulling
what you
it
really
out of,
feel.
Why would I want to say,
you really
Tulio, your race is better than mine?
You know,
I don't
you know
believe
that's
that.
What you really feel.
And this conversation wasn't even about
that. You have animosity in you that right now you have so much animosity for why someone like me would trust this country so much.
First
and
of
yet
all,
you don't understand
you
it. So now you're trying to exploit it.
I don't think you know what
ability.
It means because I don't have any animosity towards your race. Or towards
you.
You
have animosity
I just
to
think
people
you're a liar.
Like me, who trust
no,
this government, who believe it.
I have
it.
Animosity
wanna,
towards liars. If I have any animosity at all, it's
name
liars.
A bunch of lies
I
that I said on the show. Name a bunch of lies,
when it comes
Jackie,
to what the government
Jackie,
does,
name a
you're
bunch
not
of lies.
Me.
Name
we
a
haven't
bunch
even
of lies
talked
that
about
said.
That yet.
Oh, yeah, but
about
say
how
it.
Naive
say
you
it.
Are. We wasn't talking about you being naive. We was talking
no,
about being a liar.
No, why don't you say a bunch of
now,
lies that I've said?
The subject, we can
no, no,
the
no.
Subject.
You say I'm a liar. You say I'm a liar. Name a bunch of lies that I've said on this show.
I did that earlier. You should have been listening.
No. Please, say it. Say it. You
I
said
did
something
it
about
you
it. I don't do research, but yet I debate you. And then I stick in there. I stay in there with,
you
within your debate.
Tulio, you're not equal to me. I only can debate with people that's equal to me.
Equal
I'll
in what way?
You.
Naive and foolish like you? Like foolish
I'll
like
teach you?
You,
Tulio.
You're
you
about
just
two steps away from
learn.
Believing that there are aliens walking around on this planet with us.
When
you're
did
about
I say
two
that?
Steps away from that.
What makes you,
you know
think
that?
That? When have
you're
I ever,
two steps away
when
from
have I ever talked about aliens on this show?
You're about two steps away.
there you go lying again. Like I said, you're not credible.
Yeah.
That's how I have to pick out a flaw in you. You're very naive. Everybody that calls this show knows.
No, why don't you name a bunch of lies? You said that I lie a lot.
I did that
name
earlier. You should have been listening.
Name them again.
Like I said,
name one more.
You, Julio,
name one more.
You should learn.
Name one more lie. Name another lie, please.
I can name another lie.
I even admitted that I was wrong when I said 5 million.
Earlier.
I admitted it. Do you understand that?
Lie. Would you like to hear another lie?
No, Wendy, you're an idiot. Please shut up. Jackie, name another lie.
Now you're going to get what you don't want. The one angry Jew is going to name a lie for you. You constantly lie about Building 7 when I bring up 9/11. You tell me it's all scooped out and show me a picture of the Mirror Federal Building, which was bombed by the government years before. You've been told where you've been wrong, and you continuously bring it up, which makes you a prevaricator in the extreme. You have no honor, Toledo. You are a man without honor. You should go out
right
and yell at my brethren in the hood and tell them, start calling them names and see what happens. Maybe you'll be dispatched quickly. And stop talking about mentally raping Jackie. It's abhorrent.
All right. All right. Yeah,
no,
you know what?
You
guys all busted. I've come on the show and I lie. For no reason, I just come on the show and lie about a bunch of things. Yes, the government really killed us. That's the truth. They're killing us right now. And they did 9/11 to slowly kill us?
Well, people that say that the government did 9/11 tend to do so to say that they wanted to use it to take control over us and, you know, instigate, you know, the all the security measures that came after that. See, I don't agree with you two that Tulio is, he might not always say things that are accurate, but I think it's a very big difference between being a liar and not saying things that are accurate. I understand the Rochester thing. I don't know where he got his information about 5 million, but I thought his point could have been made. There's a whole shitload of people there. All these the services broke down. You know, we could have some real health problems, you know, because of the sanitation. But as I brought up the same show, New York was shut down in a lot of areas after Hurricane Sandy, and all this, though they had problems, they were shut down for weeks at a time and did not quite get to that level.
And Vernon, when you go back and listen to that, listen to Tulio interjecting as if he lives in that area. Listen,
the first time I talked about New York, see, I live in New York. I lived here. My family came here from Vietnam. We've been here in New York since day one, which is like 1979. And every time I say New York, Jackie, you automatically think, well, two is trying to say he lives in New York City. First off, I don't want to live in New York City. And when I say New York, I live in New York. I don't necessarily talk about New York City. The first time I talked about New York was about earthquakes. I said, we're having earthquakes. And then you said, too, you don't even live in New York City. There's no earthquakes in New York City. Well, I'm not talking about earthquakes in New York City. I'm talking about earthquakes in New York.
Wait
but
a minute.
I'm trying to be cool because supposedly if you live in New York City, you're cooler than if you live in upstate New York. Well, that's not necessarily true. A lot of us don't want to live in New York. We don't want to be crowded. We don't want to walk outside and have beggars wash our windows and beg for money. We like living here.
Can I say something
real fast? I like hunting.
Vernon, do you remember that show when he tried to lead us on to think that he lived near New York City and they don't have earthquakes all the time, and you went and pulled the information up and it said that they do have them all the time? When Tulio kept going back and forth with you saying, I live in New York, we don't have them. This just happened out the blue. Remember that conversation?
I remember that show, and Tulio didn't. We were talking about unusual weather incidents on the planet, as I recall. And
right.
Thanks
and
for
if you go back and listen, before I pointed out that he lived in upstate New York, not New York City, he would have led you to believe that he lived in New York City and they did not ever have earthquakes.
Why would I lead people to believe that? Why would I want people to think that I live in New York City?
Because you're not credible and you want people to think you are. You lie.
Why would I want people to think that I live in New York City? Please tell me.
Because when it came to making that point, and Vernon asked you, have you ever looked up this information? And you told Vernon on that show that you had. And then you told him you lived there and you know. And when Vernon went and looked it up and he seen that it's earthquake there all the time, and then Vernon has to point out to you that you live nowhere near the fault line where they claim these earthquakes originate from. And you still stuck to your argument that same day, Tulio. Lying.
What does that have to do with New York City?
That's what we're doing right now.
So you're saying that day I tried to say that I lived in New York City?
You were trying to lead people to believe that you lived in New York City where that earthquake was and that they never have earthquakes there. That was your whole argument. That was the reason why Vernon went and looked the information up on the Internet.
I tried to let people to believe I lived in New York City. Why would I want people to think that I live in New York City?
Vernon, when you came back and read to him what it said about those earthquakes and the fault line, Tulio still tried to argue and say we don't have them, and you was reading it to him.
I remember that he took some issue there, and I know that as I recall, someplace along the line, way, way back, that we started the conversation, and Tulio was talking about when he talked about Kodak, and I think that he'd mentioned at that particular time them leaving Rochester, but then we were talking about weather incidents and climate change and weird weather things going on being man-caused. I think that he says, well, we're now seeing earthquakes in New York. I can't remember whether he said New York City or not, and I says, I looked it up. I says, well, you know, although you don't hear about them like you do on the West Coast, New York is not, in New York State, has a lot, you know, it's not unknown to have earthquakes, and we read that information.
I don't say New York City. I say because I live in New York. I don't have to say New York State or anything. I live in New York. Do you understand? And I don't want to live in New York City. Why do you think I want to lie about where I live? You think that if I say that I lived in New York City, I'm more credible, I'm more cooler?
No,
I'm a better person if I live in New York City? Is that what you're trying to say?
I never said that you said that you live there. I said that you try to make it seem as if you live around
that
area.
Why would I try to make it seem that? Because I'm a liar, so I want people to think that I live in New York City.
The movies are all about New York City, so I want people to think that I live in New York City. You asked me a question. You cannot answer the same question that you asked me.
And by the way, I lived in Atlanta too. The result of it is
you are a liar. You do it to seem more credible, and you do it to make it seem like you looked up information
that
you have.
So I'm more credible if I live in New York City.
All you had to do, Tulio, is go and look up.
So I'm more credible if I live in New York City.
Vernon asked you that day. He asked you, "Had you ever looked that information up?" And you told him no, but you stuck to your argument. You do it to seem credible when you're not.
Do I have to go to more examples?
It's plenty of examples. Like the Jew just gave you an example. Every time you talk about 9/11, I remember, I don't want to make a mistake, but it was either you or Stormlight
told
the Jew that you had a video of the plane hitting the Pentagon.
What? Oh yeah, there's a video on the web. If I had said that,
here
you
go again,
Ryan. If I had said that, then yeah, there is a video of the plane hitting the Pentagon. Yes.
And then that whole
if
show
I had
we
said
asked
that,
you
yeah,
to
I should have said that because there is a video of a plane hitting the Pentagon.
And then
now,
when we asked you to produce it, you couldn't.
You haven't seen that video. I'm pretty sure you have seen that video.
What was the other guy who was on the show that night? It was his name Carter or something. I can't remember. But it was either Tulio, Storm. I don't think it was Stormbike. It was either Tulio or the other guy that was going back and forth with the Jew, talking about they had the video of it going on. And then when they posted the link, they said, oh, I'm sorry, the video wasn't on there.
Yeah, I think that
you argued for like 30, 45 minutes talking about you seeing the video. But when you was asked to produce the video, you couldn't produce it, which means you didn't see it because it didn't exist. You lied to be credible.
That's right. I lied when there is an actual video of the plane hitting the Pentagon, yes. If I had said that, I can't remember exactly when I said that, but if I had said that, then I'm right. There is a video of a plane hitting the Pentagon.
Produce it.
Don't tell me you haven't seen that video of the plane hitting the Pentagon.
Produce it.
Oh, my God. You know you've seen that video when Angry Jew, and you've seen it too, Jackie.
Produce it.
Oh, my God. You've seen it. That means that you've seen it. It exists. He's fully credible now.
And I would like
you, you know,
to say,
even if I
produce
that, video
wait,
you guys would say
would
he's
like
still a liar.
Say,
so why the hell should I even
bother? I would
bother?
Like you to say
because I can pull it up right
it.
Now.
Not you, you've seen it. Could we have some correct English here?
Saw.
What a joke, you guys.
Viewed. How about
why
that,
are you
viewed. V-I-E-W-E-D.
You know, there's a Pentagon film of it's been claimed to be the plane hitting the Pentagon, and
anybody been able to show a plane in that video?
You see something that you can interpret as a plane or not. It's not sharply delineated, huh? Or a rocket or a missile
or
whatever.
Or maybe it's Tulio being fired at the Pentagon at high speed. Who knows?
But that, you know, that was the footage that was obtained by what's
the Tulio claims he has video that shows clearly an airplane. I've never seen such video. Where is it?
See how you take my words out of context. Clearly,
who
produces a video that shows clearly? Two said 5 million, but two never said anything about how unsanitized.
When he went round and round with not the one Angry Jew way back there when they're talking about 9/11 too. He was telling that one Angry Jew that he had seen the video of the plane hitting the Pentagon and stuff, and there's that Pentagon footage from the outside cameras, and clearly there are some people think that shows it. I sent that to one Angry Jew. He has argued with me that it really doesn't, that it's that you can't tell at the very least. That you cannot
that they give you 5 frames, and they're not even consecutive 5 frames. That they give you 5 frames and no more before, none after. You have to wonder, why can't you see 10 frames?
Well,
but Joe, this is a video that's been out since day one. That video is nothing new. He said he had a different video. And then when
I have a different video. See how you add on to things? Nice.
Whoever
this
was, wait a minute. I'm not adding
like
on to anything.
Like what I say. And you have seen the video, right? Oh, my God. So you have seen it.
Excuse me. I'm not. I have made this clear over and over again.
And I'm a liar here.
That I'm not even sure if it was you that was making that argument. You the one just jumped in and said, yeah, it was me. I actually think it was the other guy and not you.
You had said that it was me. I lied about it. So
I said
ran with it.
No.
Yeah,
Vernon, did you hear me say over and over again that I was not clear?
No, I heard you say that I was liar that I had this video. Okay,
finally, can I talk, please? When the guy, whoever it was, and I don't think it was you, but you was all on board with this argument. When he finally sent the link to Vernon, he admitted himself that video he was talking about was not in the link. He couldn't find it. I listen very well. I don't learn how to listen on Vernon's show.
I have looked up the one where the plane hitting the Pentagon. It's from their thing. if you look at the cars passing before the footage of the planes supposedly streaking across the lawn there just before it hits the building, you can see that that's shot at some sort of a frame rate of rather than 30 frames per second or 15 frames per second or 10 frames per second, looks more like it's at frame rates of frame rate per second or frame rate frame every 5 seconds or so as you watch the car come in the gate. So that's shot at very low speeds, and so that's why someone could say that they didn't give us all the frames before and after. It's only caught in a couple frames. Whether there's any other video out there or not, I don't think I've seen anything else other than this one that they had to get out of the Freedom of Information Act. And you can look at the smoke too in there, it's about a frame every two to three seconds. So you wouldn't expect a lot of before and after frames.
It's nonsense. If I put you on a jury, or if I had a jury and put you on the witness stand,
I was on a jury.
I know we heard the story. Let me finish what I'm saying.
Go ahead.
We heard the story. You're like an old man. You repeat stuff like that. It's funny. If I put you on the witness stand and asked you to swear to me under penalty of perjury to tell me what you saw in that video, tell me what you saw.
I saw something come into the frame on the far right. It looked long. The next frame I see flames coming out of the building in smoke.
Did you see an airplane?
I couldn't swear if it was an airplane or not.
There you go. I'm sitting down. I rest my case. Thank you very much. Tullio, you want to put your hand up and swear on the Bible that you'll tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, or you want to just lie right now?
I'd rather lie right now, but go ahead, ask.
That's what I thought. Okay. So, no, I'm not.
You know I'm a liar, so. Yeah.
I know.
Okay.
So
yeah,
I already know you're going to lie about it. No point.
Okay. All right. So you're going to expect a lie, but go ahead, ask.
No, I already told you. There's no point to it. You're a liar.
All right. That's right. Good.
You lie to conveniently make up your own little stories. Why, I don't know. Maybe you might shed some light on why you lie.
So you're saying that I've made up these accusations,
yes.
Right? Okay.
You
that,
made up everything.
It's not
I think
another
you make
person
it all
telling
up.
Me, right? Yes.
I think you're a troll. I think you lie.
Okay. Good.
Well, we know you are. You've proclaimed yourself to be a troll.
Yes, see, I don't make any bones about it. Will you do the same, Tullio? Will you fess up and admit that you're a liar?
Yes, I admit I'm a liar. Yes.
Okay, good.
But
thank
I'm not
you.
A troll.
We got nothing more to talk about. Liz. Well, yeah, you
all
are.
All right, yes.
Tullio, you've just been, you've been co-opted like in the brainwashing during the Korean War.
Yeah, I've been brainwashed. I mean, this country is really corrupt. It's just I don't want to see it. I mean, we are on this show talking negative about this country, but yet, you know, it's kind of odd that we are when this country is so corrupt. Yeah, it's really corrupt. We're dying right now, by the way.
I've never seen this footage of this supposed to be a fisheye, and where'd this camera come from?
I heard the camera that caught that the picture of that plane hitting the Pentagon is an actual fisheye lens too, so the picture is kind of distorted. Yeah.
I'm looking at fisheye photography right now on that thing. But there again, give me from the videos. I think it's hard to make a statement that you see a plane. But, if someone were to look at this thing frame by frame, I haven't captured it frame by frame. I have image editing software, do that and look frame things frame by frame. I've looked at other stuff that way. But I wouldn't swear that I could I couldn't swear on a stack of Bibles for the picture I have here that what's seen in there is an airplane. It is a jet bike.
Maybe Talia would like to swear on a stack of Bibles. Do you have any Bibles, Talia?
No, I don't have one anymore. I stopped going to church. But I used to go to a Baptist church. Yeah. I only read two chapters in the Bible, Genesis and Revelations.
Could we get you to sit on a Bible and swear?
I'm going to lie. You know I'm going to hell. I admit it. I'm going to hell, so.
I don't know if you're going to go to hell, but maybe you should be shot at a building like a missile. What do you think?
Yeah. Like how the missile hit the Pentagon, right?
That's right.
And a missile hit the Twin Towers, too, right? Each one of those were real missiles. Or they carried a missile.
Sure
in them.
Sure
oh, wait, wait.
That.
They carried extra fuel, right? Because they wanted a bigger explosion. That's
no,
a
I don't believe
theory,
anybody
right?
has said that. I don't believe anybody said that. Maybe you.
Okay. All right. They just wanted... There's explosions in the building, right? That turned the steel into dust, right?
Was there dust? Did the building turn to dust?
I don't know. Well, what's the what's the latest conspiracy on it?
No, I'm asking you. Did the building turn to dust, yes or no?
The steel turned to dust? Is that what you're saying?
Did the stone and the furnishings and the telephones and everything inside the building, including the people, did it get turned into dust? You saw the dust blowing through New York, or was that something else?
And you do know that materials have to enter a liquid phase first before it turns into dust, right? Into a gas phase, right?
Did you just not answer the question?
I don't know the latest theory. The
technical terms are called a pyroclastic cloud. Did you or did you not see it? You remember. Well, you know what? I'm done with you because you're a liar.
And that
Vern,
cloud is the steel.
I'm not talking to you anymore. You're a liar. You all saw right. the pyroclastic cloud.
You're
joking. You know, Vern, where you saw the pictures of the buildings coming down? You could see that same cloud in controlled demolitions, just about every one.
So you're saying that cloud is from the steel, right? The steel turned to that cloud, right? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that the building material turned into that cloud.
The whole building turned into that cloud.
Well, it's very interesting that a 110-story building can flatten itself into two stories or four. You would think it would be more, like maybe 12 or 13 stories at least, when all that debris piles on top of each other. But it didn't, because it blew away. What's that?
Do you know the magnitude of the heat that it would take to turn metal into a liquid and then from that
As
liquid
a
into
of fact,
a gas?
I do. As a matter of fact, I do. And I will point you to the... I think you all better listen to this one. I will point you to the Komatsu. You've heard that name before, haven't you?
No. What does it mean?
How about you, Vern?
Or should I look that up?
No, I haven't.
I'm talking. Go look on some of the big building equipment when they're constructing buildings, and look on the name on the yellow.
Don't look up anything. Why would you even say that?
Komatsu.
We'll say what? How would you like to see?
I thought we established that he pulls facts out his ass.
How would you like to see the Komatsu patent on
That's right.
charges that can take down large buildings quietly? They have a patent.
They have a patent. Okay.
They're also
sure.
the same company. I will send that to you. They also are the same company that did the demolition and the cleanup at the World Trade Center. Also the same company that did the rebuilding of the Pentagon. How interesting that the company with the patent for making buildings dissolve quietly.
Into a dust.
There's also the company that is the one that did the cleanup and got rid of all the material. Very convenient.
Hey, Jew, have you ever considered the fact that before it happened, how they just got rid of the security they had and came in with a new security company that had free range of the whole entire complex? They could have done anything on that complex without anybody knowing.
Well, apparently they did.
Well, I'm not going to go to that conclusion, but I'm not going to rule out things that could be credible to you.
That's right. It's very possible.
If you go into a building without a certain clearance, a building like that, a complex, not a building, but a complex like that, you will need some type of card or identification that gives you clearance to every area. If you are in security, you don't need that.
You guys are such good Americans.
No, you're a good
you're
sponsored
a
immigrant.
You're
a good sponsored
you're
immigrant.
It's belief like how you guys believe that's going to save this country. Yes. Keep it
I
up.
I don't have belief, Tulio. I never
you,
saw
oh,
belief.
Oh,
anything.
I'm sorry that I said you had a belief. Oh, I'm sorry.
You
I
are sorry. You
yeah.
are very sorry.
That's right. Very sorry.
You know, what can you tell me about the properties of cement under high temperatures? Anyone?
I don't know. What are you getting
well,
at? Why don't you say?
I don't claim to know. I can't tell you anything, and not only am I not telling you anything, I don't claim to know anything about that. I do know that gray smoke means the fire is going out. That I do know.
Well, according to one angry Jew, if cement's heated hot enough, it's going to turn to ashes and dust, along with the steel. I think you had said fire telephones, too, right? It all turned to the dust. It was
that
hot that day.
What was that cloud of debris that you saw blowing through New York at high speed?
I would think that it's the debris from the building.
See,
well,
here's
would
that's
why
I asked.
Would you call it
I
dust?
First of all, take and pulverize that much cement that fast with explosives. I've never heard of that. So I tend to be more inclined to believe that there's some properties that are going to in cement that are going to lead to that when it gets at high temperature, and that you could still include a theory of the building being brought down by explosives, but I've never examined the properties of cement at high temperatures. There's certain things I know that you start to look at the properties of steel and you start to change the structural properties well within the temperature ranges people talk about. All the ash pulverization, if you will, it looks like the cement's pulverized as the thing comes down. That's an interesting phenomenon to me. I don't really have an explanation for that, but I'd certainly be interested in seeing what happens to the elasticity, the properties of cement when you get very high temperatures like that, because cement typically has water and moisture in it. Could the water that's in the cement, cause it to explode, pulverize like that? I don't know. You know, people are giving me all these theories about this, that, and whatever, and how do you explain it? I think you need to look at the properties of materials, understand the properties of materials more. That's why I've asked what happens to otherwise, maybe you need to buy the one theory. There was some ray gun technology the government had. They just let the buildings burn for a certain period of time, so it would kind of look like it was a planes, and then they ray gunned them. But then
Vern, someone could easily come out and say, well, why didn't what really happened to the building was a bunch of reindeers or Santa Claus flew his sled right into the building. Now, why didn't it in this report added that into its report? Why didn't the newspaper report write about it? Well, it's obvious that Santa Claus didn't ride his sleigh into it. So that's why they didn't add it in
his
the report.
What? His sleigh?
His sleigh.
You know what? If they did put that in the report, if the government said Santa Claus blew up the building, you would be outside picketing in front of everybody with
that's
a sign
right.
that said the government is right, Santa Claus
that's
blew
right.
up the building, because you believe
that's
everything
right.
the government says.
Yes, and I'm pretty sure the government wouldn't say that. But, yes, if the government said that, I'll be like, wow, all right, there's a real Santa Claus, and I might even go there and try to find some presents.
Yeah, you would.
Yes, that's the type of person
I am.
Because
you're naive. As I said, you're naive and you're a liar.
If the government said that Santa Claus flew his sleigh into the buildings, I would have been there. Because
you're naive and you're
that's
a liar
right.
and you are not credible. And I really
right.
do think that you take a whole bunch of shots before you come on this show.
Yes. I'm a alcoholic and I do crack too. And yes, if the government said that, I would definitely believe it. But you know what? I know for a fact the government wouldn't say that.
Because you're Asian.
But yet I can believe,
that's
I know
it.
For a fact
that's
that
that's why he comes on the show and tries to
like
pretend that.
That
everything the government says is true. Because you work for the government and you want us to
I
believe all the lies that they tell us. I think somebody
right.
pointed that out about you a long time ago.
I'm part
now
of the conspiracy.
Long, long
I'm part
time
of the conspiracy.
Ago.
I'm actually part of it. And Vern is here to distract you guys
you're
from what your real duties
you are. You are paid disinformation is what you are.
Yes.
You like
if anyone disagrees with the with your
you, not burning.
If anyone disagrees with your conspiracy, they're part of it. Yes, that's right. I'm part of it. Yes. We're all in on it. There's a lot of us. And if it wasn't for people like you, we would have taken over the world a long time ago. But is Santa Claus real, though? In, I want to know.
Not credible and naive. You just keep on pointing it out.
I always thought Santa Claus was real. If the government had said that, I definitely would think it's real. But you know what? I'm waiting for them to say it. I'm waiting. And I also want to know about the Easter Bunny, too.
Julio, that's the stuff that makes it hard. I get the point. See, yeah, it's going to come back to bite you in the ass. I'm going to give you Vernon's rule. Anything you say can and will be held against you. Just a matter of when and how.
You know what? I'm glad that Jackie broke it, Vern. That Jackie has made it official that I'm a liar. Now I'm allowed to say whatever I want, and people wouldn't mind because I'm a liar, so it's okay for me to say. So I actually want to thank her for that. I shouldn't have been mad. Sorry.
Oh, you guys
no,
got
you
me going.
You're saying whatever you wanted. Don't try and make it seem like now you can. You have been saying it. That's what we've been talking about for like the last hour, how you're not credible, you're naive, and you're a liar. You have been lying. You didn't just start today because we pointed it out. You've been doing it.
That's right. I've been lying this whole time. I've been making up these theories. You know,
no,
I haven't been doing
research.
You are a liar.
Research. You've
I'm
probably
just making
been a liar
up.
Your whole life.
I haven't
you're
been
probably
doing
alcoholic,
any research.
And you're not credible. Nobody should believe anything you say without going to verify it themselves.
That's right. I don't do any research. I just make it
up. And
he's also
a fornicator, aren't you, Julian?
Fornicator? I'm sorry, but what?
Yeah, you're
mean?
Also you're a fornicator, aren't you?
From the
what's
mundane.
Go ahead and lie to me and tell me that you're not a fornicator.
First off, what does fornicator mean? Does that have to do
you
with
know,
porn?
I'm sure
it sounds
you know
like porn.
You can look it up. You're a fornicator, Julia. I think you're a fornicator. Now, if you want to argue against that, go ahead.
What does fornicating mean? It sounds like porn. Are you saying that I'm into porn? Is that what you say? I don't know what
fornicating
means.
You're a fornicator. I didn't say you had anything to do with porn.
What does fornicating mean?
You're a fornicator.
does it mean I go around flashing people? Because I remember I heard that term with somebody.
Are you admitting to flashing people to you?
I've done it a couple of times, yes.
Yes, that's what I thought. Anything else? What other antisocial behavior are you guilty of? Tell me your crimes.
Once in a while, I'll go drive by somebody, like some lady or something, and I'll moon her. And then drive away laughing.
How do you moon and drive at the same time?
It's very hard to do. Very hard to do. You have to have a long...
It's almost impossible.
He cannot
tell the
truth.
Did you just say you have to have a long something around?
If telling the truth, if you have to tell the truth to save your life, Tulio, you would die. Rather than say, I'm not going to answer your question, Jew, because I don't know what fornicate means, rather than go look fornicate up and get the meaning of it and then answer his question, you would rather lie. You are a liar.
That's right. I'm a liar when I say I don't know what it means. I'm a liar when I say I don't know what it means. Does it mean
porno?
Because the accusation is weird. All right. I shouldn't laugh.
You shouldn't laugh, but you did.
Fornicate means to have unlawful sex, Julio. As an American, you should know that. You got sponsored to come here, free education. Your people are so much greater than regular Americans. You should know what fornicate means.
What angers you? Are you a fornicator?
We're not talking about me today, Julio. We're all focusing on you.
It's a legitimate
bottom line.
The laser beam is focused on you, Tulio. It's not my...
not your fornication.
I'm a prevaricator or anything like that. It's about you today. It's your turn.
I think that you, like Aaron, Tulio tell lies.
You guys are really hammering Tulio. I don't...
Okay, here's a definition of fornicate. Is this correct? Of two people not married to each other have sexual intercourse. Huh. That doesn't
we
sound right.
We can lie like you do. We can lie or we can tell the truth. Would you like the Tulio version?
I think I got the wrong definition here.
What an evil little man you are.
I just told you what it meant. Because you were too lazy to go look it up in the first place.
Exactly. Too lazy to look up anything. You're useless.
When you had said it, I was looking it up. That's how I got to this.
Why are
you
laughing?
I'm like the
dude
now.
You
had said
it. You know, I'm never gonna win with you guys, right? So
why is he laughing? What's so funny?
What is it to win? You are a liar. You are naive. You are a liar. You are not credible. But you called into the right show.
Please
don't
hurl yourself at a building.
Better.
Please hurl yourself at a building at high speed.
Only if that building has explosives in it.
Yeah, either way.
So I can bring it down.
I don't care. I just want you to hurl yourself at the building.
Yes, only if that building has explosives in it so I can bring the whole building down. Because if I was a plane and I hit the building without explosives, the building wouldn't go down. It needs explosives in it.
How about go up to the top of the building and hurl yourself to the bottom?
At free fall speeds?
Any speed, it doesn't even matter. Go for it.
I wonder if I jumped off the building while that building was going down, would I have hit it before the building collapsed?
Probably.
You would wonder something like that because you're naive.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is the only time I think that you are being truthful. That was a truthful question.
I'm being truthful right now. I've been lying this whole show. Everything that I have brought up, every time we debate, is my own opinion. It's not through any type of research. And I haven't listened to Alex Jones for 6-7 years straight.
Yeah. You're probably lying about listening to Alex Jones, too.
I don't even know who the guy really is.
Drew, do you think Tulio is black?
Tulio, that's not... that is an uncertain and untruth there. You brought up Alex Jones many times.
Yeah,
see what I mean
about
Julio,
him lying? See,
Vernon, you try to be nice, Vernon, but you know that he is a big liar. You know this.
Well, I don't think that he. I think that he plays you a lot, personally. And
he
would
like himself. Every day. Wait a minute. Every time you say that he plays us or whatever, he just makes himself less credible.
Listen, I you know, unless he is totally brain dead, he knows that he's he asked me recently about the piece that I did on Alex Jones, where they went through the predictions that Alex Jones made that turned out not to be true. So I know that he knows who Alex Jones is. So when he says it and chuckles like that, I think he's playing people to get a reaction.
If you really thought he was playing, Vernon, why weren't you quiet like you was the last couple of times when he was playing? Why did you just really point out that you do know who Alex Jones is? Because you didn't think he was playing. You thought he was trying to be serious.
That one jumped out. I think you guys are hammering him real hard, and I think that he's doing pretty good. But I think that one was one of the playing ones. Is okay if you're going to hammer me so hard, call me a liar and this and that. I'll just tell you that I don't know who Alex Jones is. That's obvious. Clearly, anyone that's listened to him knows that he couldn't be deceiving you on that one because he knows who Alex Jones is.
No,
but
he's just pointing out that he is a liar. Like I said earlier, he's just making it even more and more clear that if his life depended on truth, he could not do it. He could not tell the truth to save his life. And he just makes me think that everything he says is a lie. I don't care if he's playing or not. Everything he says is a lie.
Give me a truthful answer to the next question. Do you know who Alex Jones is?
Yes, I've been listening to him for 6 years. Of course I know who he is. It's just recently I just couldn't take it anymore, and then I did further research into what Alex Jones was saying, and I'm starting to find that most of the stuff that he has brought up has been false, and it's fear-mongering.
He probably heard somebody else say that. I doubt if you did any research. We know what kind of research Tulio does. Tulio's research tells him that 5 million people live in Rochester.
That's
you're
right.
Not credible.
I'm not.
Your research is not credible.
Yes. My research
is not
credible. I make it up as I go along, by the way. I make it this all up as I go along.
No.
I don't study
this
stuff in my free time. I just make it up as I go along.
You don't make it up as you go along. You probably
No, I'm making it up as I go along, really.
In your ghetto house with your drug dealer neighbors.
I'm a drug dealer myself, by the way.
Or you call the house. See, lies. He cannot stop lying.
Tulio, do you sell drugs?
I'm sorry, Bert. No, I don't sell drugs. I have one time. I tried it. I didn't make that much money. I did it for like a month. It was just a stupid thing. I was watching movies, listening to music. I figured you would get rich doing that and gave it a try.
Why do you need to get rich? Your people have come here and been so successful. You're so successful that you save your money and buy a house with your friends. Why do you need to sell drugs?
All right, look, sister, don't be so jealous. It's all right, we're both black.
I'm done.
From the mundane to the sublime.
No, seriously, I really make this up as I go along. I mean, I don't do any research in my free time. I mean, why would I find that type of stuff interesting?
Or useful, even.
Yeah, or useful.
Aren't we done?
Why should you be any different than the rest of the population that's walking around asserting things as true, that also seems to do very little research, and seems to, parrot or run through the rhetoric of the various news feeds? How do you know that? Well, I heard it on NBC. I heard it on Fox. I heard it on this. I heard it on that. Do you look it up yourself? Well, no.
How many people you have on the line, Brian?
I just have. It's a slow night tonight. You chased them all away. I got four. and me.
Because they probably realize that Julio's a liar. I can't take Vern's show serious anymore.
So who's the fourth?
Huh? The fourth? I don't know. They're quietly sitting in the background there.
What kind of number? We got a Skype number, maybe?
I don't give out numbers over the air. Might be a Skype number.
Generic. Is it a Skype-looking number?
I don't know.
Is it a 1111?
Not a 1111. No.
It is?
No, it's not.
Is it an identifiable number?
No, there's a number there, but it could be a regional number for Skype. I don't know. We've got additional person on the line.
What do you suppose that is? Unmute them. Let's talk to them.
Well, you know, they don't have their hand up. You know, I'm a respectful host.
Unmute them. See if they maybe they don't understand how it's done.
I am the greatest host on Blog Talk Radio. So,
yes, but you have nasty black people as your guests. So
I don't think I have nasty yet black people as my guests.
I'm black and I'm nasty.
Well,
I don't know. You keep telling me I'm not black. I'm going to get really angry.
I didn't
say
that.
One angry Jew. I have a question for you, if you don't mind me asking this question.
I have
please
a question
answer.
For you, Tulio. Why don't you just ask the question instead of telling me that you have a question?
Okay.
It saves so much time. You have to realize, Tulio, that even though you lie about your age all the time, I'm closer to death than you are. Of course, you live in the hood. I don't, so you may be closer to death just by accidental or getting shot or run over or maybe hit by a dump truck late at night. I don't have these problems. As far as age is concerned, I think I'm older than you, and I'm closer to death. So it would behoove you in the future to just ask the question instead of asking whether you can ask the question, because I think that that's just downright wasteful of my time, your time, Vern's time, Jackie's time, and the unidentified caller on the fourth line.
Definitely. You make a good point, because we're all dying right now real fast, so we should save time. So I'm just going
to
ask
you
this question.
Some of us are not dying quick enough, because listening to you, Tulio, makes me want to expire quicker.
Well, wait. Is that there any truth in that? If you really wanted to expire quicker, you mean without at your own hand,
or the end of the show? Your pick doesn't matter. Ask the question, Tulio. You're a time waster.
When you were in Thailand, did you go to the supermarkets, or have you ever gone anywhere where you had to wait in line?
Tulio, you can wait in line in a whorehouse. That's a stupid question.
No. There's a reason why I ask these questions. There tends to be
okay.
a reason why I
Have
ask
I
anything.
Have I waited in line at a supermarket? You mean to check out?
Yes, to check out. That's correct.
They also had lines at the meat counter. I don't know if you're aware of that. You
okay.
take a number and they take care of you. So it's sort of a line. Nobody queues up in a line, but it's you kind of stand around, but you do it in order. You weren't referring to that, were you?
No, I don't know about
you
taking a number. I was talking about a regular line. Like
you're more referring to the checker when you check out and you pay the money
yeah.
and they tally
line,
up what you have.
It's a number.
Do the people in Thailand follow the single line system like how we do here in the United States where you don't cut in front of the other person? Do they follow that rule? Or is it like everyone just jams up? And just try to, you know, check out first above everybody
most
else.
Most Thai people are civilized, Tulio, and most of the expats are also civilized. So they get in the line and they wait. Sometimes you jump from one line to another at the back of the line because it's going faster. But as a general rule, in the expat supermarkets, they take real good care of
you. Wow. Because in Vietnam, there's everywhere I go, there's really no line system. Everyone just tries to cram it.
That question?
That's
Did
one of the things we
for?
Were talking about last week about Savage, where I brought up the fact that without laws, that we would live in a savage society.
Ah, yes, the without laws. Vern, you did watch that video on traffic lights where they removed the traffic lights, did you not?
No, I didn't watch that one yet either.
You didn't watch that one. Apparently nobody watched that one. This is in London. They removed traffic lights from a couple of streets in a particular municipality and found out that the traffic flow was much better. People were much more considerate, and in 2 years of doing so, they have yet to have an accident.
I can tell you that...
Your question was what?
I don't know how to... I haven't seen that that report or that those statistics.
That video?
Yeah, that video. Yes.
I'm certain I could find it for you. I found it for you once before. Would you like to see it yet again?
Yes, please. I really want to know that statistic because I don't believe that without a law system...
It's a municipality that removed the traffic. See, let me explain something to you. It's a municipality that removed traffic lights. They just took them out, and they found that their traffic flow was better. They had less accidents. People were able to cross the streets without having to run because when they made the attempt to cross the streets, people stopped. It was very civil.
Wow. What type of community was that?
We still have.
I told you, downtown London.
I'm almost 100% sure if they did that here in upstate New York, not New York City, that it wouldn't work.
You have laws across this whole country, and you still have savage people. So what's the point? Laws don't make things better or worse. Laws is just a way to control people.
That's
it,
makes them think that the government never lied to them.
But the laws handle meticulous details better.
I'm sorry, say that again.
They have a law called the death penalty. It does not stop people from murdering people.
The laws help the meticulous details of events more accurately. Take, for instance,
what
a woman killing her husband. Take, for instance, a woman killing her husband. Now, is she at fault? But the law would say something to the degree of why she did it. Was it out of passion?
Did
or
the
was
law
she
stop her from killing her husband?
Was she
did
being beaten on her whole
her
life?
From killing her husband?
No, but the law handles it later, after the event.
Oh,
we don't
well,
have a law that predicts the future. Not yet.
Uh-huh.
The law just punishes people for committing crimes. It does not stop
law
or
keeps
deter
us in order.
Crime.
The law,
keeps does
us
not,
in order.
It does not, because people still break the law. That's why you have police.
If one angry Jew had gone to...
We would not need the police. Everybody would just obey the law.
Wow. If one angry Jew had gone to the supermarket in Thailand and just looked at the lines over there, he would understand that people are savages. Without a law, without a system, people would just do whatever they want.
You know what, Julio? Have you ever been to a grocery store where they have numbers and you can stand wherever you want and they call your number? Some people say that lines are not civilized. Why can't people sit down? Why can't they go and shop and do what they want? And when it's their turn, you call out their number and they come.
Yes, and that's what I'm talking about. When we have a system.
No, you set a line. You set a line.
When we have a system, everything is kept in order. The number would be a line. The number system is a line. It's a system.
Did you admit it? Just because you have a line doesn't mean it's civilized. I see people fighting lines.
I'm lying, by the way, Jackie. Yes, I'm lying. If we have a system, some sort of order, everyone is in check.
No, they're not.
The little man does not get stepped on. The bigger man does not step over people. It's a system to keep everyone in order. If one angry Jew had gone to the supermarkets and places in Thailand, he would have noticed that.
Well, maybe it's just uncivilized people in Thailand.
Are you telling
you don't
me
want
that
me to Thailand? Maybe
to
that's just what, where your people came from.
I never heard anything so stupid. If one angry Jew had gone to the supermarket, didn't I? I did the shopping for the family. Are you a dunce?
You did the shopping for the family. Okay, so how did you buy things, by the way, when you were in Thailand?
explain that question in more
detail.
No,
how do I want to know, did you buy food every day for your family?
He probably used cash. What do you mean, how did he buy it?
So did you go and buy food every day for your family?
Not every day.
Not every day. Oh, so you had a refrigerator at home.
I didn't live in a mud hut, Tulio. I had a refrigerator.
So you lived in a tourist area.
Let me help you out here. I lived in a 5-bedroom house. I had 2 refrigerators. I had a stove. I had 3 air conditioners. No, 4. I only used 3 of them. 3 air conditioners. I had a LG washing machine, a really good one. It saved on water. It kind of threw me for a while, but it really did get things clean with very little water. Front loader, just in case you were curious. I had a reverse osmosis water filter. I had 2 DSL lines in case one went down.
But did you go shopping? Did you go shopping
for
those?
I think I've already said that.
Well, so you saw the shopping
line. Where do you think the refrigerator came from? Where do you think the refrigerator came from, Tulio?
I just wanted to know if you went shopping every day.
Did you think I stole it from the store? No.
I just wanted to know if you go shopping every day. Most people, when angry at you, in third world countries don't have refrigerators, and they buy food every day.
Is that right? They don't have refrigerators in Thailand.
I'm asking you. Did you
Most
go shopping
has
every day?
Tulio.
I just wanted
I
to know if you went shopping
you
every
that?
Day.
Oh,
I
asked,
just
asked,
wanted to know
asked.
If you.
Learn this phrase, asked and answered. Did you pay attention when you got the answer?
I didn't get an answer yet. My
you got an
question
answer several
was,
times.
Did
Is
you
that
go
a
shopping?
Or are you that obtuse? Are you that obtuse or
this.
That a lie?
Question after question. You know what? Forget
I
it. Forget it.
Do you remember me answering his question, Vern? I think I answered it several times.
I think he was probably thinking of more lies to tell, so he hurt. He
Were you thinking of more lies
right.
to tell when I was answering your questions to him?
I was trying to formulate. I was going
to
say fornicate. I was trying to formulate some more lies.
More fornicate.
Yes, I'm sure you were. Okay. So I've already told you what shopping is like in Thailand. Even at the open markets, it's civilized. Because, see, in Thailand, if you screw with the Thai people, they have a tendency to kick the shit out of you. And it's not just one. It'll be 17 of them will come out of nowhere and pounce on top of one person, kicking and hitting and whatever, and they will kick the shit out of you in about 10 seconds. And then all 17 of those people will disappear. So most people are fairly civilized. When the coup took place in 2006, all the police left their posts because they were no longer being paid. Their idea of a government shutdown is to get the fuck out of Dodge quickly. And the police disappeared. But I went out that night, and I didn't notice anything different on the streets at all, except that there were no police anywhere. But I didn't see people running everybody down or knocking people over or stealing from people. I saw none of that. I saw the exact same normal Thai civilized activity that I witnessed on every other day. So when I tell you that I went to the supermarket and I bought things and I stood in line to buy them, that's exactly what happens. Now, where you were, I have no idea. If they do, I don't even believe that they act the way that you claim that they act in Vietnam, because I think you are a prevaricator to the extreme. I think you lie, but you have a lie, and it may not even be a malicious lying. I think you may be one of those pathological liars. I had one, the neighbor in Thailand. His IQ would go up every couple of days. It would be 180, and it would be 181, and then the next week it was 190, and it was 193, and he was in Mensa, even though you couldn't find him on the rolls anywhere. And if I told him I was a pilot, he told me he was a pilot too, but that wasn't true. He wasn't a pilot. Never was. Took some ground school. He was building an airplane in his factory, but he was never a pilot. Never had been trained as a pilot, never passed any certification to be a pilot. but he told me that he was, because he was a pathological liar. You ought to look up in your internet, Tullio, the definition of a pathological liar, because I think it's you.
All that came out of my question of you going to the supermarket. All that came out of that question.
Creativity. What that shows, Tullio, is that you're dealing with somebody who is a master communicator, unlike you. I have control of my faculties at all times.
Awesome.
And my wit and tongue would slice you to ribbons if I should ever take off the governor that would keep it from happening.
Well, let me just tell you my experience shopping in Vietnam.
I'm a black hat, but
let me tell you my experience shopping in Vietnam. Every day the
prices change.
You
probably never lived in Vietnam.
I never have. I'm making it up as I go along. But just listen to this lie that I'm making up right now.
Why should we? Why do we want to listen to you tell lies? Why?
Why do we even know what
then I should
it was
just
like
hang up then, right? Let me just hang up. I couldn't even be talking that.
All right, hang up. Hang up immediately.
All right.
Do it right.
All right, good night. Have a nice show.
Go. Goodbye. Okay, see you later. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. Bye.
You guys are brutal. Brutal.
But before I go, I just want to say this one angry.
I thought you were going to lie again.
All right, I'm going to go. Good night. Have a good night.
Hang
right,
up
bye,
on him.
Bye, bye.
No. Now, Vern, do you think he didn't deserve that?
He's still here.
No, he's gone. He did. He dropped. He,
do you think he didn't deserve that?
I think you tag-teamed him. I think you were too harsh on him. Like I say,
Can you honestly say he didn't deserve that?
I think he tries to be clever sometimes, and he's not as clever, and then all of a sudden you guys say he's lying about it. But, you know, he came on. You asked him to come on so you could, you know, punch on
him.
Now he's gone. I do not listen to him on other shows. There are times that I've heard him that I was pretty sure that he was, that in my opinion, that he was just playing the crowd and being silly and goofy because it was getting under people's skins. There are things he did say. I remember when we had the conversation about Kodak, him saying, you know, that was in Rochester, so I had the sense that he lived up there. But I also remember him saying that they were seeing earthquakes in New York. Maybe it was New York City for the first time. I don't remember him saying that he lived there. And I looked it up, and I found that earthquakes on the East Coast are not all that uncommon. They have fault lines in New York. They do happen in New York. So that was
not accurate.
But, Vernon,
you have to admit that when he made that statement, it was misleading because he said it as if he lives in New York City. We were talking about where the earthquake happened, not in New York State. He kept saying that he lives in New York and they don't have earthquakes. And I kept telling him that you live in a totally different part of New York. You would not know what happens there because it's not important. I don't see it on the news is what he kept saying. Why would they show
they
that
had
on your news?
In New York City 2 years ago.
Julio said we don't have them there. That was his
whole thing.
He said they don't have them in New York.
He's an idiot.
Something is controlling the weather. Something was controlling the weather.
That earthquake woke me up. Everything was rattling.
Well, he says they don't have them. That was crazy, and he says that
the one and only earthquake I ever remember.
He says the reason why it happened is because something is going wrong with the weather. And he kept giving an example about how he went fishing and all the fish were dead.
Yeah, and I hear people say stuff all the time, and I usually check it out because it doesn't add up to me. It's okay if someone tells me that they're not having earthquakes in New York, they never have before. I don't know. I don't know whether that's true off the top of my head. I can't remember New York being in the news a lot about earthquakes. I'm out in California. I know we have them out here. So I just put that on hold, and I'll look it up later to see if that's true, because the point was is that was an example of climate change he was throwing out there. I think that, you know, climate is I think that it's much of what people say about climate change is a big ado about nothing. You know, the climate, you know, is always changing in and out. People want to, when they want to let themselves off the hook, they say, oh, that's just weather today. It's the weather we're talking about, but it's not the climate. I think the whole periods of time that people are talking about and dealing with that are way too short to make any meaningful answers. I think that people misinterpret what's going on. When you look at the data out there, we're in one of the cooler times in history, in agreement with almost all the data, and since it's now cooler than it was 10,000 years ago, you have to come up with other explanations for, you know, ice cap melting and stuff. And I think that stuff can be dealt with, and it's like I say, even when we had the conversations on 9/11, is it I'll buy the fact that there are questions about the official story. Things don't work out. I realize tonight I'm going to do some research on concrete because that didn't look like it came down in big chunks. It looked like it came down pulverized. I don't know the material properties of concrete. That's one I've never
really... Well, it blew
really...
all over New York. There were inches of dust all over New York, all
yeah,
over Lower Manhattan.
So that for that to happen all at once, as everything came down when it did, I don't know that we have any ray guns. If there are people that say that there were ray guns that were leveled on the building, and some gal, I can't remember her name, some physicist, I don't know the physics of that, and I don't know what experiments they've done. I know they
ray guns. Wait a minute. Ray, what did the ray guns do?
It blasted the building and brought it down. That's why everything's pulverized. How it comes
the
down
is suffering from the Coolio effect.
No, I can't. I thought that it was you that told me the gal's name. Maybe not. I'll look it up. I'll find out who she is. She's a physicist that has this theory that it was some sort of ray guns or focus beams, maybe not ray guns, focus beams being responsible for bringing down the towers. I'll look that up for you. I don't have it right in front of me.
I don't know why it's just so hard for people, especially like the Jews, to just admit that you don't know what happened on 9/11. You just don't believe what they said.
I know what didn't happen. I know what didn't happen. I know it's impossible that a plane hit the Pentagon. It's just not possible.
I think that's just how people start saying, oh, you're a whack job, blah, 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 because people don't really know what happened, but they try and say.
Have I not pretty much beyond a preponderance of the evidence proved to you that a plane could not have hit the Pentagon? Certainly not a 757, as they claim. Remember engines being 3.5 feet below the fuselage?
Since you're saying I'm picking up the Tulio effect, her name is Dr. Judy Wood from Thomason University. Yeah, all this embedded shit on site. Dr. Judy Wood, was saying that, you know, focused energy beams. I'll pull that stuff up and read it tomorrow. So, you can accuse me of the Tulio effect, but I rarely accept things at face value. I don't think anyone's lying to me. I think that people truly believe everything they tell me. But whether...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, even as you talk about the missile coming in, I'm trying to think of the logistics of launching a missile of the size that is supposed to do that, and where you would fire it from, that no one would see it, and what its trajectories would have to be. I think that it's as I've told you, you asked me on a witness stand if I could say unambiguously that what I saw in that one frame was a plane, I'd say probably not. I can't see that. I can't see the numbers go by. It's the resolution. It's a fuzzy picture. Does that mean it wasn't? I sent you a whole bunch of stuff where people said they saw the plane. You rejected their testimony. is
there's many people who say they saw a plane, say they saw a missile.
So, you know, people said both things, you know. Where was the missile fired from? How was that set up, you know?
I don't believe the official story.
I don't know. Why is that important to know? I want to know first what hit the Pentagon.
I want to know, too, but I'm satisfied saying that I don't know, rather than trying to say, well, this is what hit it and blah, blah, blah. I don't understand why people just can't say, I don't know, I don't believe the official story.
Yeah, you know, our one very angry one has said many times that he doesn't know, but he does know what's not, he does know the official story is not true. Is that all of it, parts of it? Is the whole thing made up? All of every bit of it? You say that planes didn't hit the Twin Towers? You know, I think we need
to
take the.
I didn't say
no. I asked that as a question. I didn't say you said that. So the answer is no. You're not saying that planes didn't hit the Twin Towers. You're just saying that things didn't happen as reported, and there are major flaws in the official reports.
That's what I say. I don't want to seem crazy. Like, this is what happened, and George Bush had it done because.
Someone bowing toward Mecca. What was that?
I don't know. What was that?
I don't know. It didn't come from my end. I thought it came from yours.
So do we still have that third caller on the line?
No, they're gone. Just us. Just us.
Well, maybe
just,
we could chase everybody away. I'm sorry, Vernon.
What angle do you mean to
chase everyone off your show?
Listen, at this particular point at night, you know, everyone's walking the week, come or go. You have said that you know unambiguously it was the government that did it. I've heard you say that before.
Who else would have the opportunity?
Well, that's a different issue. Who else would have the opportunity to know unambiguously that the government was at the center of it? Those are two different statements.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Those are two completely different statements. You don't believe the official story, and who else would have the ability to do it? One of the things, no one can keep their mouths shut these days in the government. If it was done by the government, an inside job, given all the leaks along the way, unless they killed everyone that was at the heart of it, which is certainly possible.
No, I think that's certainly possible. I think that's very sad.
But, so if they killed everybody off, what you're left is there again called, nobody, you're the same evidence as in a murder case. You're lacking the body, and you have to convince people with the circumstantial evidence that.
But I have an open case, don't I? I have an active investigation, something we don't have now.
Yeah, you keep it open. That's I can't complain about that. Anyone that's interested?
I just said what we would have is an open investigation by whatever investigative authority was doing it. But we don't have that. We have a closed investigation that nobody wants to know about.
Well, you know, you need to get enough. You know, there are enough people out there that just don't know. Maybe people are afraid of the outcome. As I've said before, if in fact it was, there are huge implications if it was the government that did that and you can prove it, the whole country falls apart, maybe.
Country's falling apart as it is.
Well, it falls apart faster.
Wait a minute. Why would the country fall apart because of that? When I thought that I wasn't born at this time, so I might have this information wrong. Didn't the government find out that President, what's his name, Kennedy, had set up Cuba or something like that? Something went on in that area, and he lied to the people, and then he admitted he lied, or I can't remember what it was. The government didn't fall apart with that. When the government came out and admitted about the Iran-Contra scandal, the greatest president in the world, as people claim, President Reagan, his reputation wasn't tarnished. The government didn't fall apart. There's a lot of things that the government admits to being wrong about, and the government don't fall apart. I don't even think they go after all of the people go after with intent to punish them for their crimes, all the people that's involved in those things.
Yeah, no, it's certainly a legitimate question. I just happen to think that if, in fact, someone were to unambiguously prove that the government took it upon itself to orchestrate the taking down of the three buildings, the Twin Towers and Building 7, and shot a missile into the Pentagon for whatever reason, resulting in the deaths it did, I think the ability of the people to trust the government would pretty much be over. Unless they just threw them all out and started anew and elected new people in, who then summarily prosecuted everyone involved that they could catch and tortured or broke fingers, thumbs to get a list of everyone involved and did something about it. I think that would have a tremendous effect on people's trust of the government and whether they could ever trust again.
I think it's a reason why they let Bush and Cheney testify together in closed quarters, and they didn't have to testify and give statements like the rest of the people did. And to me, that was the big red flag.
Well, then you wind up having the same big red flag with the NSA letters that we're talking about, where they've got all this stuff going on demanding, information from people, and people can't tell them that they've got these letters. I can think of Roswell, the alien ships and all that stuff, that they've been talking about for years too. I can say that, yeah, the government covered all that stuff up and it hides all that stuff, because how are the people going to relate to it when they count on the federal government for protection if the government can't protect them from aliens? Yeah, there were aliens, they slipped through this and that, so they lie.
No, because we don't know if they lied or not. We don't know what they said. We know what everybody else said, but we don't know what they said. But we don't know if they lied.
No, I guess I'm trying to say, much like the movie A Few Good Men, is Jack Nicholson, that famous line by Jack Nicholson says that you can't handle it. And so, is that as long as it's all in the realm of speculation and conspiracy theory and stuff, people can kind of live with that. When it's out in the light of the day that the government planned and orchestrated, a disaster, it took down the Twin Towers, Building 7, blew a big hole in the Pentagon and killed, 2,500, 3,000 people, just to go to Iraq for whatever reason.
Just to go to Iraq. You didn't watch that video I last sent you.
No, I had all the money.
What money where, Drew?
You have to watch the video to find it again. It was to hide all the money they stole.
Jackie, I could put my fingers on it. I'll send it to you. I've got it on my list of stuff here. But that's even worse. They did it to hide all the money they were covering for someone else and for the big rich business and the fat cats and the 1% and all that. Jackie, you don't think that people would have had enough? That's it?
I think that with those, I don't know. There's a lot of things that people say they did it for this, but nobody can really come up with a good reason why they did it.
But there's no one good reason. There's lots of little reasons. And the biggest reason of all is power, which is exactly what they've done.
They got more power? Actually,
since 2001?
Yeah, a little bit.
Have you traveled on an airplane recently?
I have never in my life flew on an airplane.
So you haven't had the pleasure of having them stick their hands in your pants?
I do not. I don't think I will ever have that pleasure.
Have you increased your plane travel since they started?
Yes.
Yes. It was a joke.
I don't have enough nerve to get on a plane. So what they do at the airport, I don't even really care about it. I just really think that if people have a problem with being probed, they probably shouldn't fly.
But, see, I have a problem with people saying it, you know, just because I don't do it, it's acceptable. I think that we should all be outraged by that kind of behavior. And I think we give up way too many rights under the guise of protecting us.
Oh, have we given those rights up?
I think that you have a right to not support a business that you feel treats you bad. And if the airline business treats you bad and it treats so many people so terribly by sticking fingers and all of this stuff where they shouldn't do it, I think that you can change those rules by not flying. I think that if a whole bunch of people didn't fly, that they will lose a lot of money and they will seriously think about changing those rules.
Right. Yeah,
I don't understand that. I don't. If you want something, you should, you know, act on how you want. Like those people that protested riding buses and all of that type of stuff. I mean, if you stop giving them business, then they're going to have to change the rules to get your business back. Now, if they can have a whole airline industry without people flying, I say go for it.
Yeah, but, you know, it's hard to change people's behavior when you convince them that their behavior is necessary to keep them safe. I have talked to enough people over the last couple months that, you know, even with the NSA snooping and stuff, that people say, yeah, well, if it keeps it safe. There's no indication or proof that it does, or even if they say that it does, that's all stuff behind closed doors is, well, it's kept you safe, but we can't show you the evidence because, you know, it's secret and, you know, you compromise the program. That's a real... I don't know. I don't know that it has, but I know that people are more than happy to have their freedoms restricted under the guise of safety, under the claim of safety, under the claim that we live in a safer, more secure country right now.
Nobody would have did anything to me with a box cutter. So if they couldn't protect me, that with all the technology they have, if they couldn't protect me by stopping those planes, I don't think that anything they can do as far as me giving my rights away would allow them to protect me. And I never, ever felt like they wasn't snooping on me.
But, you know, we're still back to the whole thing. I think that if anyone could come out with definitive evidence, there's something like the WikiLeaks stuff that showed definitively that this happened at the top levels of government, I think that it would be, this country would be in chaos. Maybe not. That's just speculation. I don't...